And an American figure skating coup.
Evan Lysacek wins the gold medal.
Good morning, I'm Nick Young with the CBS World News Roundup. In the rubble of an Austin, Texas building struck by a small plane...
Authorities did remove two bodies from the building. One is believed to be Joseph Stack, the pilot. The other body is of a victim, an IRS employee.
Reporter Don Teague on the aftermath of what apparently was a suicide mission yesterday by a man with an axe to grind against the IRS, which had offices in the building. Authorities say Stack, a software engineer, had left a long, angry note on his company's website. Texas Congressman Michael McCaul says his act caused incredible damage.
This was at Piper, Dakota. One of the smallest private aircraft manufactured. And when you look at the devastation behind me, almost building, bringing down the entire building, it's really extraordinary.
Now, Stack was a part-time musician. Bandmate Patrick Beach says he is stunned.
It seems extremely out of character. He was the quintessential, stereotypical, straight out of Central Casting, mild-mannered, bespectacled engineer type.
Well, after months of silence, Tiger Woods makes his first public appearance in a few hours. We're live in Ponte Vedra Beach, Florida, with CBS's Peter King.
Well, Nick, we expect an apology, but no questions. And DePaul University journalism professor Bob Steele says there are still lots of those.
There are questions related to the relationships that Tiger Woods had over the years, and how he may have compromised a number of loyalties with those who were closest to him, not only his wife, but his colleagues.
With no questions, the Golf Writers Association is boycotting. Many call this a first step back for Woods, but image and crisis consultant David Margulies says it's got to be real.
Well, it goes back to the issue of, are you really sorry? You know, is he sorry he was caught, or is he sorry he did it?
Live in Ponte Vedra Beach, Florida, Peter King, CBS News.
An American skater has captured gold at the Winter Olympics. CBS's Steve Futterman is covering.
It was high drama here in Vancouver.
Getting ready for the...
It was a classic battle. The American, Evan Lysacek, more artistic, versus the Russian, Yevgeny Plushenko, more athletic. Lysacek, the defending world champion, and Plushenko, the defending Olympic champion. Both men performed well, but neither was flawless.
And he hits it!
There was a hush inside the arena as everyone waited to see who would win.
Evan Lysacek wins the gold medal!
When Lysacek's name was flashed on the scoreboard, the arena erupted.
This is like proof that truly dreams can come true.
Lysacek is the first American to win the event since 1988, the last time the Winter Olympics were in Canada. Steve Futterman, CBS News at the Winter Olympics in Vancouver.
I'm Heather Bosch in Vancouver. From street singers with saws to shoe salesmen.
So we're just promoting the actual boot and the shoe itself.
It seems many are trying to make a buck.
Just because of the Olympics itself, the whole world is here, right?
Hosting the Olympics has left some city governments in debt, while Vancouver waits to see for some...
Flowers, roses, tulips. How's business going? Very good, busy.
The gains are already paying off. Heather Bosch, CBS News, Vancouver.
After first announcing he would not attend, Toyota's president now says he will testify next week at a congressional hearing on his company's sweeping safety recalls. More from reporter Jeff Gilbert of CBS station WWJ.
This certainly increases the importance of Wednesday's hearing, which was to have featured Toyota's North America president, Yoshimi Inaba. IHS Global Insight analyst Aaron Bragman says it's going to be a very tough session for Akio Toyota.
Frankly, no matter who goes in there to talk to Congress, they're going to get ripped to shreds.
In a brief...
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
Driving in winter requires preparation because you never know when you may find yourself stranded. Before the first snows begin to fall, check your vehicle's tires, brakes, fluids, wiper blades, lights, belts, and hoses to make sure they're in good shape. A breakdown is bad on a good day, dangerous in a snowstorm. Before venturing out onto snowy roadways, make sure you've cleared the snow from all the vehicle's windows and lights, including brake lights and turn signals. Make sure you can see and be seen. And prepare an emergency kit, including things like a blanket, sand or cat litter for extra traction, additional warm caps and gloves, some food and water, and a cell phone. Before you go, check out road and weather conditions to help plan your route and departure time, giving yourself plenty of extra time to get where you're going. Above all, know your limits. If the weather's bad, stay home.
This message has been brought to you by the Colorado Department of Transportation.
Winter driving, it's just not normal. When there's ice and snow, take it slow. Along with slippery streets and highways, huge snow plows are often out there trying to keep the roads clear. Snow plows are large and powerful, maneuver slowly, and plow far and wide. Very wide. Slow down when approaching a snow plow. They're likely traveling slower than the posted speed limit. Also, don't tailgate or stop too close behind because they frequently back up, especially at intersections. A snowplow driver's view is restricted, so never assume that the driver sees you. Plows can also throw up a cloud of snow that can cause whiteout conditions and reduce visibility to zero, so use extreme caution when passing. In fact, the rolling plow will be safer for you to drive on. If you do pass, watch out for plow blades. They're not only on the front of the plow, but a wing plow may project from the side of the truck. Best advice, ice and snow. Take it slow, especially around snowplows.
This message has been brought to you by the Colorado Department of Transportation.
Radio talk show host Bill Preston.
His 6'4" frame was well toned by constant athletics.
There's square dancing and trains and obviously balloon hats.
Gracias, buenos dias, bienvenidos a la Casa Blanca.
This is the Bill Press Show.
America, this is our moment. This is our time. Our time to turn the page on the policies of the past.
Play ball.
Happy Friday. Welcome to the Bill Press Show. As you can hear, I am not Bill Press. I am Peter Ogburn sitting in for Bill today here in the palatial studios of the Media Syndication Services Radio Studio and Recording Spa. Yes, exactly, as we like to call it. Welcome to the Friday edition, February 19th. I'm with you for one more hour, and then Bill's back next week. I appreciate the opportunity to sit in here with all of you fine folks. Running the board is Dan Henning. Mr. Henning, how are you?
Oh, just fine, thank you.
Nice to see you for one more hour.
It is.
And then is the weekend.
Yes, looking forward to that.
And screening your calls, of course, is Stevie Lee Webb. Stevie.
Thank you very much.
Nice to see you. Now, Stevie, you were saying in the last hour, the British still have no medals in the Olympics, right?
Yes. We have no gold, no silver, and no bronze.
All right.
None at all.
Nice job. Dan, how did we do yesterday? You've been keeping up with the Olympics.
We kicked ass yesterday.
Yeah.
This guy, Evan Lysacek.
Lysacek.
Forgive me if I mispronounced the name. First U.S. man to win Olympic gold in the men's free skate since Brian Boitano did it 22 years ago.
Wow.
And he won a gold medal yesterday. Also, a couple of other medals in skiing, a silver and a bronze. Lindsey Vonn fell in the slalom, so that was kind of a
anticlimactic. Skiers are dropping like flies over there.
Mm-hmm. That's because the snow is awful.
It's such a mess over there.
Yeah, Team USA leading the medal count, 18. Six of those are gold.
Hell yeah.
Germany's in second place with 11.
All right.
We are actually looking to win a gold in the skeleton luge.
Is that right?
At the British team.
Yeah. Which is maybe the most badass sport.
Yeah.
It's luge, but it's head first.
Yeah. On what is basically a very rickety pair of skates.
Yeah, exactly.
Which you've attached to your front.
Oh, my God.
So, fingers crossed.
Yeah, well, see what happens.
Yeah. We're hoping to win a medal. And that doesn't mean we actually have any chance.
Well, let's see. Good luck.
Thanks.
Good luck. I'll just say that. By the way, sad news. Mary Berry.
Oh, Mary for life.
I love Mary and Barry, man. I genuinely like Mary and Barry. He's been on the show before, and I seriously, a lot of people talk a lot of crap about Mary and Barry. Guy has done a lot of good for this
person. Who am I talking to?
Yeah. He sort of gets out of sorts sometimes, you understand. He's up there in age. Well, Mary and Barry, he's in a little bit of trouble again.
Oh, no.
He's being accused. Basically, I mean, it's old school politics. He's giving contracts out to friends. He's then cashing these checks that the contractors are giving him and giving the money right to his girlfriend. As usual with Mary and Barry, it's so classic Mary and Barry.
Man, I'll drink chemical, feel good about it.
You feel good about it.
Joining me now is the former mayor and current city councilman from Washington, D.C., Marion Barry. Mr. Mayor, and I will call you that. Thanks for joining us.
Mayor for life. Is it?
Mayor for life. That's what we say here in Washington.
Mayor for life. Yeah, there's lots of snow here around Washington. I like to keep my house nice and hot. So I run my heater in my house nice and hot because I can't deal with all this snow. By the way,
he used to have some snow in his apartment.
But yeah, by the way, it's always snowing at Marion Barry's house. You're getting this comedy thing, Dan. I'm proud of you. I'm proud of you.
Day five, I tried. Here I am.
Nice job.
Thank you.
Nice job. All right, well, look, Marion Barry, I'm pulling for you, buddy. I'm pulling for you. Don't believe it, all right? Don't let the man drag you down. You know what my defense would be about these contracts? Bitch, set him up.
Yeah.
That's what I say. Big set him up. Exciting third hour of the program. We'll be talking in mere moments to Mark Boll, screenwriter for one of the baddest movies, man. It's an awesome, awesome movie, The Hurt Locker. I'm going to get a chance to talk to him, and we'll talk to our friend, comedian Will Durst, plus our clips of the week. That's right. But first...
This is the Full Court Press.
On this Friday, other headlines making news. Place your bets as Tiger Woods takes the stage today. Bookmaker Paddy Power laying down odds on several scenarios in Tiger's apology speech. He's a 5-2 favorite to cry, which are the same odds for him winning the Masters this year, by the way.
Wow.
7-2 odds that he'll say, I'm sorry, 6 or more times. And 16-1 that he won't say the phrase, I'm sorry, at all. And the big one, at 200-1 odds, I'm retiring from professional golf.
That won't happen. That won't happen. My prediction is he will cry. At least a little bit. He'll at least get choked up. And he will announce that he's coming back to play the Masters this year.
The National Enquirer officially in the running for a Pulitzer Prize. The board has...
Good for them!
Yes, the board
I'm serious, man.
The board has accepted the publication submissions for breaking the John Edwards scandal. The Enquirer is in the running for the Pulitzer Prize in the investigative reporting and national news reporting category.
There are a lot of people saying that this is a bad idea. BS, man. Good for them.
Jesus was gay. That's what Elton John...
Steve, make sure you isolate that clip of Dan saying that. Thank you. I just want that one clip.
I wrote that myself, too.
That's what Elton John says in the latest issue of Parade magazine ahead of his Oscar party to benefit the AIDS Foundation. He says he thinks Christ was a, quote, compassionate, super intelligent gay man who understood human problems. On the cross, he forgave the people who crucified him. Jesus wanted us all to be loving and forgiving. That answer came to the question on his take about Christianity being a gay man himself.
No one knew this. The whole thing where he turned the water into wine, that was actually a drag brunch. Nobody knew that. Saying Jesus was gay might be a little out there. I mean, I don't know. Well, it is the Bill Press Show. Peter Ogburn sitting in for Bill Press. Oscar fever. Catch it. That's our motto here. The Oscar season is well underway. We have 10 best pictures. Including Avatar, Up, Inglourious Basterds, and The Hurt Locker. Now, I saw The Hurt Locker a while back. I just recently watched it again with my wife. She hadn't seen it, and boy, we were just blown away. The way it was shot, the way it was directed, and the script, the dialogue, everything, just fantastic. And we're lucky enough to be joined by Mark Boll. He is the screenwriter. He's up for several Oscars. Mark Boll, he is a screenwriter for The Hurt Locker. First of all, Mark Boll, let me ask you this. Where did the idea come from for this movie?
It came from an experience I had, actually, in Baghdad, in Iraq, in 2005. I was there covering the war as a reporter, and I was with the bomb squad, and seeing the sheer futility of what they were doing, the insanity of what they were doing, hanging out with these really gutsy guys. And at a certain point in that, I got the idea that maybe this would warrant a fictional retelling as a screenplay, and maybe even possibly a movie. And so that's how it all started. This is going back, 5 years ago now.
Yeah, I mean, I have to tell you, I've never been so riveted to a movie without the... the suspense is there, the excitement is there, but it's not necessarily one of these big, over-the-top budget with lots of booms and bangs. It's just
the realism of the movie. I think it almost feels like a documentary the way that it's shot. Is that something that was it written that way, or was that sort of the director's vision? How did that play out?
It was both. I mean, I was really lucky in that after I wrote the screenplay, Catherine Bigelow decided to direct it because she really believed in the material. And we both decided from the beginning that it should feel as realistic as possible. And like you said, if you're in the audience, it kind of feels almost like you're there or you're in the soldier's shoes. And it does have that sort of documentary kind of vibe to it. But obviously it's not a documentary, it's
right.
a movie. But,
right.
You know, we wanted to make it seem realistic. So that was part of that was in the writing and part of it's in the directing and the performance and the way it's shot and the way it's scored. You know, it all kind of adds up.
The characters in this movie are unbelievably intense. Were these guys based on real people that you knew and hung out with while you were over there? Or I got a feeling it was probably much more intense there.
Well, yeah, right. I mean, you can never really capture,
right.
you know, a war in a movie. And these are fictional characters. But that said, I was obviously inspired by the people that I met over there. And that's what gave me the idea to do the movie. So there's some real life stuff in the film, but there's also a fair bit of dramatic effect put in there to make it entertaining.
Hey, I'm just curious, by the way, where does the name The Hurt Locker come from?
That's something I heard over there as a phrase that they would say, like a military slang meaning a painful place or a place you don't want to be. So it always stuck in my head and put it in the title, and we always thought somehow we'd explain what the title meant on a poster or something like that and or in the dialogue of the movie, and I never could figure out how to do that, so everyone always asked me what it means.
Yeah, I love the term, and it almost is kind of, that was sort of my guess, that was just sort of one of these phrases over there, you know, the Hurt Locker.
Yeah.
It sounds like if you don't get your S together,
yeah, exactly.
You know, you're going to end up in the Hurt Locker.
Exactly, that's exactly how they would use it, and yeah, hopefully, you know, people can figure it out.
It's this is a war movie I think it is a war movie, and it isn't a war movie, I guess. But it's kind of a war movie for this generation. It's not kind of like the old World War II movies or anything like that. Did you pull any inspiration from some of those classic films, or was
I love those. You know, I love the classics. The World War II classics and the Vietnam War classics, because, you know, they work as entertainment, but they're also informative, at least to me, you know, not living through those wars. It kind of gives me a sense of what it might have been like, if you see something like a Platoon or Apocalypse Now or, you know, Deer Hunter or what have you. But we really did try to make this one, you know, cognizant of the tradition of those war movies, but make this one fresh and, contemporary and really about the Iraq War, which has its own, you know, unique qualities, that it's really a war of bombs and IEDs and the bomb squad. And so that's why we focused on those particular, soldiers. And, I don't know, hopefully people like it enough that it can stick around. And maybe 10 years, you know, some kid can watch it who was, maybe he was out to lunch during the war and he can get a sense of what it was like.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good point. Where was it shot, by the way?
We shot it in Jordan, in Amman, Jordan, in the Middle East.
Wow. And you were over there for the shoot, I imagine.
Yeah, I was over there for the shoot, and it was hot, man. I mean, we shot in the summer, and, the temperatures were pretty bad, and a lot of dust storms and sand and all that. But, we were close to Iraq, so we had the advantage of it looking really right in terms
yeah.
of the architecture and the, you know, the colors and all that.
Just out of curiosity, because, I mean, obviously Jordan is not Iraq, but what was the sort of sentiment of you guys shooting over there from locals?
Well, you know, there aren't a lot of movies that had been shot over there.
Right.
So one of the great advantages for me as a producer was, you know, being able to go into location and say, hey, how much does it cost to rent this street? And they would say, you know, we don't know. We've never really rented a street to a movie before, you know. And then I could say, well, customarily it's free, you know. And they would say, okay, you know. So, they were pretty hospitable. And I'd go back and shoot another movie there in a second. And you know, specifically for a war film, it's really a great place, you know, for a film that's supposed to take place in Baghdad, because there are a lot of Iraqis that live in Jordan that have migrated there since the war, over close to 1 million people, actually.
Wow.
So, you know, because they've lost their neighborhoods or their homes have been destroyed, you know, in the course of the combat. And so they moved down to Jordan, and we were able to use a lot of those people, not a lot of them, but, you know, some of them as extras and various, you know, grips and so forth in the movie. And, you know, that all adds to the authenticity in a certain way.
Well, listen, man, I have to tell you, it's a great movie, and I encourage anybody who hasn't seen it, please go see it. It's great, or rent it, buy it. It's The Hurt Locker, and I think you guys are going to have an excellent night here in a couple of weeks at the Oscars.
Listen, I've had a lot of good nights so far, and been to a lot of good parties as a result of these Oscar nominations.
Nice.
So, you know, win, lose, or draw, it's pretty great.
Hey, what's next for you, by the way? Anything you got cooking?
Yeah, I'm cooking up a piece for Paramount Pictures that Catherine Bigelow, who directed The Hurt Locker, is hopefully going to direct.
Oh, wow.
And it takes place down in South America in this area where there's a lot of crime and drugs and smuggling. So hopefully it'll be another, you know, feel-good love story.
Nice.
And yeah, so that's kind of the deal.
Excellent. All right, man. Well, good luck, and again, congratulations. All the accolades are totally deserved, man.
Thank you very much.
Take care, Mark.
Take care. Bye-bye.
See ya. Bye.
The official morning show of the Obama generation.
The Bill Press Show.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
Individual results may vary. Program not available in all states. See contract for complete terms.
If your credit card debt is out of control, if you're in over your head dealing with monthly payments, there is powerful information you need to know about the government's bailout of credit card companies. If you have more than $10,000 in credit card debt, you have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe with monthly payments you can afford. Credit card companies have been given billions and need to clean their books once and for all. And that's great news for you. We're Credit Answers, and we'd like to offer you free information that will show you how to settle your credit card debt with payment plans customized for you. It's yours free by calling 1-800-600-9526. Don't declare bankruptcy. Give us 10 minutes and learn how we have saved our clients millions. Live better, debt-free. For free information on how to settle your credit card debt in a government bailout era, call 1-800-600-9526. That's 1-800-600-9526. 1-800-600-9526.
I don't want just any motor oil.
The kind they test before it's used. I want the one they tested
after it was used in the engine of a New York
taxi for thousands of miles and still
pass the standards for brand new oil for wear protection,
rust protection,
and viscosity.
That's the kind of durability I want in my car.
I don't want just any oil.
I want Quaker State.
Quaker State.
Quaker State.
Real durable oil.
Find out more at quakerstate.com.
It's the dawning of a new day for American business. The future looks brighter, and it's all because of you. Your ideas, your energy, and your dreams are the most precious resources we have. And OfficeMax has the products and services you need to help make your dreams come true. OfficeMax, work with us.
Buy two, get one free on all binders. Certain restrictions may apply. See store for details.
Now at the Home Depot, save an instant $50 to $250 on in-stock bath products. Brands like Kohler and Moen. Just spend $500 or more to update your bathroom. And remodel your thinking, too. Because by putting your savings back into your project, you can afford an even nicer bathroom. If you hurry in today for an instant savings of up to $250. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Through February 28th, U.S. only. See store for details.
Changing the way America buys windows. That's Windows America. No games, no gimmicks. Just a great window at a great price. Visit Windows America at the Colorado Garden and Home Show at the Colorado Convention Center February 13th through the 21st and get their home show special. Triple pane windows installed for only $349. Click on the banner ad right now, located on your Listen Live player, or visit WindowsAM.com. A proud member of Tom Martino's Troubleshooter Network. Windows America, a better better way to buy windows.
Hi, it's David Sirota. You've got to visit the Yak and Yeti restaurant and brew pub. It's absolutely the best place in town to get incredible Indian, Nepalese, and Tibetan cuisine. Family-owned, the Yak and Yeti serves lunch from 11 to 3 and dinner from 5 to 9:30, 7 days a week, and they offer vegan and vegetarian menus. Visit one of their two great locations in Arvada on Ralston Road and Old Wadsworth and 86th and Sheridan in Westminster. Mention this ad and get 10% off your bill, theyakandyeti.com.
Is not an asset. You may not want to diversify. You may not want to invest in 401ks or mutual funds. Saving money will never make you rich. These are just some of Rich Dad's teachings that will change the way you think about money. Attend this free Rich Dad education training, Monday, February 22nd through Wednesday the 24th. Reserve your place now at richdadeducation.com or call 800-489-4213. Register now and receive a free gift just for attending. 800-489-4213. That's 800-489-4213.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
Excellent choice of music, Mr. Henning. A little sweaty Teddy. Ted Nugent. Hey, so Peter Ogren sitting in for Bill Press today. We are in Washington, D.C., as you all know. And right now we are ground zero for the Republican movement. CPAC is in town, the Conservative Political Action Conference. It's officially underway, kicked off yesterday. Marco Rubio spoke with his first big mainstream talk to Republicans. He's running against Charlie Crist down in Florida. Mitt Romney spoke. As we know, Romney is probably going to run for president. He spent some time bashing Obama, says he fails to understand America. Dick Armey spoke, called Obama an incompetent president. And we had a little surprise. Liz Cheney went out to give her speech, and she welcomed a very special guest.
For my whole life, he has taught me to stand up for what I believe in and to fight for what's right. And often, before big speeches like this one, I ask his opinion, I seek his advice. Well, today, instead, I brought him with me.
I'm surprised Cheney didn't have a heart attack when he heard this music. Listen to the crowd go wild. The crowd goes nuts for one of the least popular politicians of all time. And they start going crazy and start chanting, Cheney, Cheney, which has a better ring than Dick, Dick. And listen to Cheney as he approaches the audience.
Thank you. Knock it off.
Knock it off. I've killed before, and I'll do it again.
A welcome like that's almost enough to want to make me run for office again.
Anything but that. Well, look, I mean, honestly, we'd welcome a Dick Cheney run for president. I mean, again, the guy is least popular politician maybe of all time. But I love this crowd of dopes. Dick, Dick, Dick. Yeah, run for president? Really? You want that guy to be the face of the Republican Party? Jesus Christ. Comedian Will Durst joins us in the next segment of the program. Stay with us. Peter Ogren in for Bill Press.
This is the Bill Press Show.
Okay, that's $11.96. Whoa, what are you doing?
What? I'm giving you cash.
But you're pulling the little guy apart.
Oh, this? No, it's just the money I'm saving with Geico.
But he's the sack of money with the googly eyes. He has a face.
Yeah, but he's money. And now I'm spending it. Here, take a bill.
Oh, actually, that didn't seem to hurt him at all.
No, we do this all the time.
For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Thanks for calling Sears Automotive Center.
Can you fix my car?
Well, at Sears, our ASE-certified Blue Automotive Crew mechanics know cars inside and out. We'll find the problem and give you the best price, guaranteed.
Brakes?
Yes.
Tires?
Yep.
Struts?
Of course.
Oil changes?
Totally.
Helsinki smash rod?
You just made that word up, sir.
You're good.
Right now, save on all Goodyear tires. Plus, get $80 cash back by mail with a purchase of 4 Goodyear tires before the 28th. And diehard automotive batteries as low as $69.99. Visit SearsAuto.com to learn more. Sears, life well spent.
Listen to some of the reasons why thousands of employees have reported software piracy to the Business Software Alliance.
I had my hesitations about reporting my boss, but in the end, I knew it was the right thing to do. I really did like the fact that my reporting software piracy stayed confidential.
Report software piracy confidentially, and you may be eligible for rewards of up to $1 million. Visit www.nopiracy.com. Otherwise, call 1-888-NO-PIRACY. Also, you can use Bing or Google and simply input BSA.
Turn right in 1/2 mile.
I'm not great with directions.
Turn right now.
But now my GPS gets me wherever I need to go. TurboTax lets me do my taxes the same way. It guides me step by step through my return, searching for every deduction I deserve and helping me arrive at my maximum refund, guaranteed. No wonder it's the most trusted tax software in America.
See for yourself at TurboTax.com. Choose easy. Money back guarantee details at TurboTax.com. Trusted brand claim based on survey July 2009.
Winter driving can be a real challenge. If there's ice and snow, take it slow. Even if you have an SUV with four-wheel drive, it doesn't mean you'll be able to stop any faster or maintain control any better once you lose traction. Four-wheel drive may get you going faster, but it won't help you stop any sooner. No matter what type of vehicle you're driving, accelerate gradually and avoid abrupt steering maneuvers that could cause you to slide. Allow extra distance between you and the vehicle ahead. It takes more time and distance to stop in adverse conditions, so when you need to slow down or stop, if you have anti-lock brakes, depress the pedal and let the brakes do the work. Don't pump them yourself. If roads are slippery, turn off the cruise. Keep your own feel for the road. And before you leave, check road conditions. Safe drivers know the weather and they know their limits. If the weather's bad, stay where you are until conditions improve.
This message has been brought to you by the Colorado Department of Transportation.
Quote, your local GEICO agent is always close by.
Your local GEICO office can help insure more than just your car. They can help you with your motorcycle, boat, homeowners, renters, and other insurance products. For a free rate quote, call 303-413-8664 today. That's 303-413-8664. Or visit your local GEICO office at 2875 28th Street in Boulder.
Pet dreams.
Will he catch frisbees?
Will she be friendly?
Will he chase balls?
And lifelong wishes. Will they be healthy? Start with regular veterinary exams. Call your veterinarian today. A message from your local veterinarians.
Celebrate the 1977 Denver Broncos and their trip to Denver's first Super Bowl at Mile High Miracles, March 6th at Invesco Field. Enjoy a cocktail party, silent auction, and dinner. Proceeds benefit Danny's Foundation.
Get your tickets on the community calendar page at am760.net.
Sirota, mornings at 7. Mario, afternoons at 4 on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Broadcasting live from the capital of the free world. This is the Bill Press.
That's true, by the way. This is the capital of the free world. 33 minutes past the hour. Peter Ogren sitting in for Bill Press today, February 19th. Thank you so much for joining us. Bill will be back on Monday if the creek don't rise. This has been a fun week. I appreciate all of you sending all of your hate mail to BillPressShow.com, which, by the way, if you go to BillPressShow.com, you can buy your own bag of Bill's Brew. It is our own specially made coffee with Bill's face on the package. It's made by USA Coffee Company, or grown by USA Coffee Company, the only American-grown, union-grown coffee that you can buy. And we're selling it. BillPressShow.com. Go get yourself some. Joined now by one of our good friends, one of my favorite guests, the Lieutenant Governor from the State of Confusion himself, comedian Will Durst. Will, how you doing?
Hey, Peter. How's it going, buddy?
Good, man. Thanks for joining me.
Hey, I'm glad D.C. is open again. Congratulations.
Dude, I know you're out in San Francisco, so I know that talking about weather with you is just it's going to be a losing battle, because no matter what.
Yeah, but I'm from Wisconsin. I know what that's like.
Well, then you would probably laugh at us freaking out over some snow.
Well, I don't know. 30 inches at one time.
Dude, we got hammered with snow. It was
bad. It must have been fun. It must have been beautiful.
It was, yeah. You know what? It was pretty, but now it's just like that sludge that accumulates on the side of the street. Yeah. It's terrible.
Yeah, it gets all brown and dirty, and people walking through it, and then it makes the noise. Yeah.
So we're in D.C., which is now like ground zero for Republican wackos. It's CPAC. The big conservative convention is in town.
Yeah, I saw Cheney showed up yesterday.
Cheney showed up. In fact, I want to play this clip for you really quickly. His daughter introduced him, and the crowd went absolutely berserk and started chanting, Cheney, which is a lot better, by the way, than we love Dick, because Larry Craig was in the crowd. But so Cheney shows up, and he says this after the crowd.
A welcome like that's almost enough to want to make me run for office again.
Oh, my God.
What do you think, Will?
I'm a political comic, man. Are you kidding? I get either Cheney, Palin, or Gingrich, and I'm in pig heaven, a little literally. You know? And if either one of those three get the nomination, it would go a long way in proving the Mayans right.
But Cheney's not going to run. I mean, there's no way Cheney's going to run. Right?
Hey, I've never heard him actually acknowledge the fact that people wanted him to run.
Oh, my God.
I knew people were throwing his hat in the ring for him.
Yeah.
But that's the first time. That was a little coy. That was like a little schoolgirl, wasn't it?
Yeah, it really was. It was, I mean, if he wasn't such an evil bastard, I'd say it was cute. But, I mean, it was really kind of like a weird moment that he came out and he was received so well. But then, of course, he got onto his usual Dick Cheney, talking points and making, throwing accusations around like this. He talks about Obama and how long he's going to be president.
The sky's the limit here. I think 2010 is going to be a phenomenal year for the conservative cause. And I think Barack Obama is a one-term president.
And the crowd goes wild. What do you think, man?
Well, the antipathy for the president in one year, I mean, you think what, and I know everybody's trying to, you know, correlate it to the stuff that happened to Bush, because we hated Bush, you know, with a fire that was fueled from below, but it was cumulative. I mean, it happened over 8 years.
Yeah.
But after 1 year, and these, you know, the thing is, these things always get hijacked by the crazies, by the fringes, you know, and that's, it was the same thing with the healthcare riots, you know, government is bad, get government out of my life,
yeah.
Firemen are Marxists, and exit ramps on freeways, I don't like those either.
So
I swear to God, during the healthcare thing, I saw a guy with a sign said, "Stop socializing America and hands off my Medicare."
Yeah, exactly. I mean, Jesus, these people have no idea what's going on.
At least he has two different signs. Man. But the same thing happens on the left. You know, I mean, on the left, all the anti-war protests, and who gets all the ink, who gets all the attention in the media? It's always the black hooded anarchists and the people dressed as sea turtles. You know, dude, it's an anti-war protest. I mean, come on. The turtles are always at war.
Someone threw an anti-war protest and some jerk brought the sea turtle. It always happens.
Yeah, it does.
It's always happens.
I guess they got the costumes. They don't want to waste them.
They got a deal on all the costumes. They have to use them as many rallies as they can.
Yeah, it's the ninja mutant turtle costume. Nobody's taking them back anymore.
Will Durst is our guest. WillDurst.com. Out on the road with his show, the Lieutenant Governor of the State of Confusion, joining us. So Obama has just kind of crossed over the first year of his presidency. Some people aren't happy, but what do you think? If you had to give him kind of a report, like kind of a grade on how he's doing, what do you see?
I don't know. I I think I'd give him B minus for the first year. I mean, part of the negative, you know, he it might be an A minus or a B plus if he hadn't trusted Congress so much.
Yeah.
You know, I think that was a deliberate. I think he went out of his way to do that because in 93, when the Clintons tried health care, you know, it was kind of rammed down people's throat, and this way it was the other way around. And the Democrats, I mean, you have to throw up your arms and go, they may not have invented the circular fire squad, but they certainly perfected it.
Yeah, as I say, Republicans might be evil, but Democrats sure can be stupid when they want to be.
I think that's why they were so intent to passing that stem cell bill. They were depending on that research to generate a spine.
So what does Obama do to kind of recover, do you think?
You know what I think he should do? I think his staff has lost some of its urgency. I mean, I think he should fire somebody.
Do you really? Do anybody?
I really do. I mean, you know, give somebody the boots. Perform a bum's rush. Hand someone their marching. Assist in an accelerated career development shift.
Yeah.
Impose a synergy-related headcount restructuring. I really do.
Just to prove a point, right?
Yeah.
Just to show that he can do it.
I mean, you would put some urgency in the step of Team Obama. If you can't come up with an obvious target, you should just pick somebody at random, you know?
Hey, Will, you're on the road, right? Where are you tonight?
This weekend, I'm just in, just visiting family. I'm in Arkansas. But,
oh, cool.
Monday, I'm at the Raz Room in San Francisco.
Oh, in San Francisco. Yeah, that's a great place. Yeah, so it's Monday night, you said?
Monday night the 22nd. It's the last of my four Mondays at the Raz Room.
Oh, cool. Go check out Will Durst in San Francisco. So at 11 o'clock Eastern time today, Will, Tiger Woods is going to come out of hiding and give us his... they're calling it a press conference, but it ain't a press conference. He's just coming out to issue a statement. how excited are you for this?
I am excited.
I really am. I'm totally excited. I'm jazzed.
I think it's because he needs to take an incremental step, you know, one little step, and then the next time the furor will be less, and then one more little step, and... You know, I think he's going to show up at the Masters. I think that'll be his first time.
Yeah, that's my prediction. I said he's going to do this little media event today, and then he's going to go out and do the whole media rounds. He's going to do Oprah. He's going to do Diane Sawyer, which, as someone pointed out, when you're talking about Tiger Woods, you maybe shouldn't say he's going to go do Oprah and do Diane Sawyer. But he's going to go do the media thing.
You can say do Dr. Phil. I think.
Oh, God.
That.
Let's hope he doesn't do Dr. Phil. He's going to end up at the Masters, I think.
Yeah, because, you know, the Masters have such a controlled environment.
Yeah, you're right.
You know, and you don't end up with the drunken louts, you know, so much like you do in the, you know, like the Accenture or what's the one in Phoenix?
You know? I don't know. Do you know that, Dan? I don't know which one it is. But
I mean, you know, not available to the general public. So I think the Masters...
They'll protect him.
Yeah.
They'll protect him. That's my prediction. WillDurst.com is the website. Will Durst, thank you so much for joining us.
You guys say hasta mañana to Bill for me.
Absolutely. We'll do it. Go see him in the Raz Room in San Francisco on Monday night. Will, thanks so much for joining us, man.
Take it easy. Have a great weekend, man.
You too. See you. Bye.
Dip. At BillPressShow.com.
The Bill Press Show.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
Thanks for calling Sears Automotive Center.
Can you fix my car?
Well, at Sears, our ASE certified Blue Automotive Crew mechanics know cars inside and out. We'll find the problem and give you the best price, guaranteed.
Brakes.
Yes.
Tires.
Yep.
Struts.
Of course.
Oil changes.
Totally.
Helsinki smash rod.
You just made that word up, sir.
You're good.
Right now, save on all Goodyear tires. Plus, get $80 cash back by mail with a purchase of four Goodyear tires before the 28th. And diehard automotive batteries as low as $69.99. Visit SearsAuto.com to learn more. Sears, life well spent.
Something incredible happened last night. Mary got a better night's sleep. Aches and pains didn't keep her up. She took Advil PM. She used to take Tylenol PM, but last night she switched and spent less time lying awake with aches and pains and more time asleep. and Mary is really appreciating that today. Aches and pains keeping you up? Switch to Advil PM. The difference is a better night's sleep. Use as directed. Brands are trademarks of their respective owners.
I hate when I see people discriminated against, even if I don't agree with them. Demeaning people is just wrong. You'd think public universities that are supposed to be a marketplace of ideas would be the one place where that wouldn't happen. But it does, every day.
Christian students are bearing the brunt of this injustice. If you're a Christian and have experienced discrimination, intimidation, or exclusion on campus because of your beliefs, contact speakupmovement.org or text speakup to 411-247.
Current downtown temperature is 23 degrees. John Turk, AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
AutoZone. Get your car ready for spring with a trip to AutoZone. Get in the zone. AutoZone. Warmer weather is on the way. So while you're keeping the outside clean, don't forget about under the hood. Come into AutoZone today and save $2 on a 12-ounce bottle of Gum Out Regain Complete Fuel System Cleaner. It'll improve your car's performance and eliminate engine hesitation. Get to AutoZone today and leave winter behind. Get in the zone. AutoZone.
Obesity is a serious problem. If you're concerned about your weight, you may call the number at the end of this message for a free weight loss trial. We're the foundation for healthier living, and we can help you start losing weight for free. But because obesity is a serious problem, we're only evaluating serious weight loss inquiries on a first-come, first-served basis. If you are concerned about your health and are serious about losing weight, you may call now for a free two-week trial. Call 1-800-500-8094. Developed for people looking to lose 30 pounds or more, our program can help anyone lose weight regardless of body type or ability to exercise. Based on years of research and testing, we guarantee satisfaction. If you don't lose the weight, you never pay for the product. Again, if you are not serious about losing weight, please do not call. Only serious inquiries will qualify for the free weight loss trial. Call the Foundation for Healthier Living at 1-800-500-8094. That's 1-800-500-8094.
Listen to AM 760 on your cell phone. Just download the app at am760.net.
From pop culture to politics. Oh, yeah. All that other crap in between. This is the Bill Press Show.
Hey, now. 46 minutes past the hour. Peter Ogburn sitting in for Bill Press today. Just a few more minutes left in today's show before the weekend starts. Oh, that's right. It's Friday. It's time for Clips of the Week. This is exciting. I've never presented Clips of the Week before. I'm normally compiling them and playing them for Bill. So let's get right to it. I think I can do this. Let's start with start at the bottom, work our way up to the top. We'll start with number five. It's Mitch McConnell. After losing his chief of staff, who's going to take a job somewhere else, here's Mitch McConnell.
Number five.
And when I think of what Kyle is... When I think of what Kyle has meant to me over the past 15 years, I can't help but think that's exactly what he's been to me.
Yeah. How appropriate is it that his name rhymes with Bitch McConnell? Antonio Villaraigosa, the mayor of Los Angeles, went on All My Children, and he tried to act.
Number four.
Hey, Villaraigosa. How nice to see you. Wonderful.
Great to see you. Why are you dining here when you could be in sunny Los Angeles?
I think the last time I saw you, it was the Green Cities Ball.
It was a great time.
It was a great time. What are you doing here in Pine Valley?
Looking for jobs. We're here at a jobs conference trying to attract business to Los Angeles.
Wow, the dialogue worthy of a VHS porn movie. Honest to God, wow. NASCAR, Daytona 500 was over the weekend, and a reporter asked NASCAR driver Tony Stewart if NASCAR was becoming too safe.
Number three.
I could say that the media center is getting boring in here and it's too safe because you guys got four legs on your chairs. So we can start sawing legs off. What do you think about that? You like that idea?
You like that idea?
Are you paying attention?
I do. Like
what do you think? Do you really? I don't think fans that watch NASCAR want to watch their drivers get hurt. So,
yeah, NASCAR fans kind of do want to watch people get hurt. They want to watch the cars crash, and that's the whole allure of watching NASCAR. Gary Coleman is, he's in a lot of hot water because,
he was whooping on his woman. That's what he's being accused of, is battering his wife. So he tried to go set the record straight on the Hollywood Insider, and he wasn't very happy with the line of questioning.
Number two.
Why don't you want to answer the question about whether you abused your wife and everything else? Pardon me?
You can go yourself.
Really?
And quit asking.
Is that the way you talk to your wife?
Oh. Yes, I have to, if I need to, but I don't. And I don't know you, and I don't care about
and
you.
And is this the kind
and
of anger that leads to your physical assault?
Doesn't matter to me.
Let me tell you,
so
I'm
my life is
now
tonight, or get hit by a bus tonight, I'm not going to care, because she's pushing my buttons, and I don't like her now, and the next thing
why
I'm going to do
tonight?
Is leave. So, all of you.
Bye. See you later. There you go.
Gary, come back.
No. You.
Huffing off the set. There he goes. You know, I don't know much about psychotherapy, but it sounds to me like Gary Coleman has anger issues. And finally, our favorite clip of the week. It was Ash Wednesday this week, this past Wednesday. Joe Biden, of course, went and observed, and then he held a little press conference with Barack Obama, and he had the ashes on his forehead, which thoroughly confused the BBC.
Number one.
The vice president, as you said, what's happened to his head? I'm sure that's what everybody's asking at home.
Yes, I don't know. It's a simple answer.
Okay.
Like maybe we'll get a chance to find out a little later.
Yeah, I'm sure that's one of the questions that the networks
well,
will
he's
be
been
asking.
Well, he's been up in Vancouver right. For the Winter Olympics.
Maybe it's Olympic related.
And was the face of the administration there. So whether there was some accident on what little ice there's been up in Vancouver, we don't know. But no doubt as a result of this appearance, we will get an opportunity to ask his spokespeople what the cause of that is.
He's probably been having a go on those tea trays down the luge or something.
Something
looks like
that. Quite
a bruise, doesn't it?
Yeah. Looks like quite a bruise, doesn't it?
Boy, those British TV casters.
Yeah.
Latest report from the BBC here. apparently Gary Coleman got on the ladder and nutted him.
the news anchors there, they might as well have been looking at, like, an alien spaceship.
Mm-hmm.
What was that?
I don't know. And then there was that second clip where she came back and said, I am a horrible Catholic.
No, you are, like, the worst Catholic in the world if you don't know what Ash Wednesday is.
Mm-hmm.
Is that an alien? I don't know. Great. I mean, Jesus.
Bloody hell's that?
I don't know.
It's an old geezer.
I don't know. I've got no idea. Oh, boy. All right. Well, look, this has kind of been brewing for a while, but we finally had the hookup. Barack Obama finally hooked up and met and had some kind words to say about the Dalai Lama. The Dalai Lama came to the White House, met Barack Obama. Apparently the Lama, very happy with how things went. I can only imagine what Barack Obama had to say after meeting the Lama.
I'm on a first tee with him. I give him the driver. He hauls off and whacks one. Big hitter. Long. Into a 10,000-foot crevice right at the base of this glacier. You know what the Lama says?
No.
Gunga, Galunga. So we finish 18, and he's going to stiff me. And I say, hey, Lama, hey, how about a little something, you know, for the effort, you know. And he says, oh, there won't be any money. But when you die, on your deathbed, you will receive total consciousness. So I got that going.
Which is nice. Which is nice. Oh, that's so good. That's like one of the best clips ever from one of the funniest movies ever. So, yeah, something tells me that Barack Obama didn't say that, and he didn't welcome the Dalai Lama by playing Hello, Dolly, although that would have been really funny. He really should have. I mean, just for the humor. Hey, hello, Dolly. How you doing? Oh, look what I just did. No, I don't think he did that. I'm sure it was a very serious meeting.
He actually played Karma Chameleon.
Wow. 53 minutes past the hour. Peter Ogbert sitting in for Bill Press. We'll be right back.
The pulse of pop culture and politics.
The pulse.
The Bill Press Show.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
I don't
don't want just any motor oil.
The kind they test before it's used. I want the one they tested
after it was used in the engine of a New York
taxi for thousands of miles and still
pass the standards for brand new oil for wear protection,
rust protection,
and viscosity.
That's the kind of durability I want in my car.
I don't want just any oil.
I want Quaker State.
Quaker State.
Quaker State.
Real durable oil.
Find out more at QuakerState.com.
It's the dawning of a new day for American business. The future looks brighter, and it's all because of you. Your ideas, your energy, and your dreams are the most precious resources we have. And OfficeMax has the products and services you need to help make your dreams come true. OfficeMax, work with us.
Buy two, get one free on all binders. Certain restrictions may apply. See store for details.
I want my brain back. I want all those book titles and telephone numbers back where I can find them. I want to remember people's names when I run into them. And I want to stop forgetting where I put my keys and glasses. Yeah, I want my brain back. That's why I want Neurostin.
Neurostin is a scientific breakthrough with proven ingredients that can dramatically improve your mental sharpness and concentration and help you regain your focus. Call in the next 10 minutes for a free supply. 1-800-700-0107. Neurostin's all-natural ingredients help dramatically improve your focus and mental clarity and clear up frustrating brain fog. You could feel as sharp as you did years ago. See for yourself. Try it risk-free now. If you want to get your brain back, call in the next 10 minutes to try all-natural Neurostin before you buy it. Supplies are limited, so get your free trial now at 1-800-700-0107. The number again is 1-800-700-0107.
Ladies, do you know why you have thinning hair? Because as you get older, you lose hair faster than you grow it. So your hair just keeps getting thinner and thinner. 50% of all women experience hair loss due to stress, aging, hormonal changes, even diet. If you're one of them, you can help regrow thinning hair with a revolutionary breakthrough called Keranique. And for a limited time, you can try it free. Just call 1-800-400-2523 in the next 10 minutes. Keranique is specifically formulated and pH balanced for women. And it's sulfate-free, which means it's safe for color-treated hair. Keranique's key ingredient is FDA-approved and clinically proven to help regrow hair, improve texture and thickness, and stop premature hair loss, so you can finally have the fuller, healthier-looking hair you couldn't have before. Have the hair you've always dreamed of. Try Keranique risk-free when you call in the next 10 minutes. If lines are busy, please try again. Get your free trial at 1-800-400-2523. 1-800-400-2523.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. AM760.net.
This is the Bill Press Show.
Remix there. Yeah. Peter Ogburn sitting in for Bill Press today. Thank you so much for joining us. Seriously, I really do appreciate it. This has been a lot of fun. We laugh.
Bill is back on Monday.
Bill is back on Monday with Donna Shalala. All this healthcare stuff been going on. She knows a thing or two about this. Donna Shalala will be with us on Monday's edition of the Bill Press Show. Barack Obama doing a little campaign trail action over the weekend. He was in Colorado yesterday, and he's going to Nevada today to campaign for Harry Reid. Now, here's what's interesting. Barack Obama was going to meet with the mayor of Las Vegas, who has a real beef with Obama. Las Vegas mayor said no. He's not going to meet with the president of the United States.
Come on.
That's a pretty douchebag move, if you ask me.
Yeah, give him 5 minutes.
I mean, the guy's a president. Look, if for whatever reason, you know, I was, you know, the prince of Washington, D.C., and George Bush wanted to come and visit me when he was president, you say, yes, absolutely, I would love to visit with the president. I mean, you don't say no to the president. What's this guy thinking? Dope. We will watch that. I'm sure that they're saying that Obama's going to address that while he's giving his remarks in Nevada. So we'll have that for you on Monday, along with, as we mentioned, Donna Shalala and
Tiger Woods.
Tiger Woods audio. Boy, oh boy, will we have it on Monday. Oh, and also, what's his name? Oh, yeah, Bill Press.
William!
Bill Press will be back on Monday. Thank you so much. Send us an email at billpressshow.com. Peter Ogburn signing off. Thanks so much.
This is the Bill Press Show.
So I got that for you.
love being at a 24-hour copy center at 3 in the morning. So many strange and wonderful people to avoid. I initially ventured in here to print hundreds of flyers to promote my restaurant. Then it hit me. Flyers? Why not call Dex One and get a real marketing plan? So I called 1-877-4-DEX-NOW, and now I'm talking to a Dex One marketing consultant named...
Hi, this is Steve.
So can you make it easy for customers to find my restaurant?
Absolutely. At Dex One, we can design a marketing plan as unique as your business, one with print and online advertising.
Cool.
Our integrated plan even features mobile search, so you can attract customers on the go, all for less than the cost of your flyers. So no more 24-hour copy places.
Imagine a world without paper cuts or toner stains.
Sure.
Dex One. Marketing solutions. Business results. Take your business up a notch. Call 1-877-4-DEX now.
AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder. On your iPhone, BlackBerry, and AM760.net.
CBS News. I'm Steve Kathan. In 2 hours, we'll hear what Tiger Woods has to say. His first public comment since his infidelity surfaced 3 months ago.
He really seems pathetic to me now.
Get it? Because he's human, not because he's Tiger Woods.
I just hope he apologizes.
I'm Peter King in Ponte Vedra Beach. This will be a tightly controlled event. No questions, just a statement from Woods. PGA Tour President Tim Fincham.
I understand the criticism. This is not the way you do it. Well, it's the way he's going
to
do it.
Image and crisis consultant David Margulies says Woods needs to get back to golf and be genuine in how he goes forward.
Focus on his family, not try to do anything unusual, but just show people that he's learned his lesson.
Peter King, CBS News, Ponte Vedra Beach, Florida.
Sounded like a normal takeoff yesterday at an airport outside Austin, Texas.
89 Delta, frequency change, cruise southbound. See you later. You too.
Pilot of that small plane talking to the tower was Joseph Stack, and his destination was a seven-story building. IRS worker Richard Lee.
After the explosion, I got knocked to the floor, and the glass shattered all over. I got up, and I told everybody, get out, and I had to go cubicle to cubicle to make sure that people were out.
The pilot, Stack, and one other person died in the attack. Stack left behind an anti-tax manifesto. Just in from the government, word that consumer prices rose less than expected last month.
It tends to support the notion that we've got a very modest economic recovery underway, and one that's not likely to exert a whole lot of pressure on inflation in the near term.
Economist Mark Vittner, prices excluding food and energy actually fell. Las Vegas, hard hit by foreclosures, is gambling some money from Washington will help its recovery. Live to CBS's Dave Barrett.
Housing markets in Nevada are down about 20% since their high point, so the president, during his campaign stop for Senator Harry Reid, will announce that $1.5 billion in federal funding is being freed up. It's a plan to back homeowners who have, say, lost their jobs or who owe more on their homes than those houses are worth. The program will also assist those in Florida, California, Arizona, and Michigan. Steve?
CBS's Barrett back down. Is with us from Washington with word of big increases for Medicare recipients. Barry?
Increased premiums, that is, for Medicare Advantage plans with prescription drug benefits up a whopping 14.2% this year, says Avalere Health Analyst Eric Hamelman.
We've seen the same kind of increases from a lot of the commercial plans.
The government just announced private plan rates are up as much as 40%.
A lot of the plans are seeing cost pressures, which are leading them to raise their premiums up.
At a time when inflation generally is low. Steve?
It's been a tough go for crews to try to get to a crashed Navy helicopter in West Virginia.
It's very rugged terrain, heavy snowfall, very dense forest on a steep slope.
National Guard Lieutenant Colonel Mike Cadle says all 17 people on board survived, but there are some injured. Wall Street, before the bell, S&P futures down 2.5. This is CBS News.
Thanks for calling Sears Automotive Center.
Can you fix my car?
Well, at Sears, our ASE certified blue automotive crew mechanics know cars inside and out. We'll find the problem and give you the best price, guaranteed.
Brakes.
Yes.
Tires.
Yep.
Struts.
Of course.
Oil changes.
Totally.
Helsinki smash rod.
You just made that word up, sir.
You're good.
Right now, save on all Goodyear tires. Plus, get $80 cash back by mail with a purchase of 4 Goodyear tires before the 28th. And diehard automotive batteries as low as $69.99. Visit SearsAuto.com to learn more. Sears, life well spent.
Announcing the Ally Bank online savings account with a rate that's among the most competitive in the country. If you're waiting for the terms and conditions, forget about it. It really is that straightforward. Nothing confusing, hazy, ambiguous, dubious, or dodgy. No double dealing, double speak, or double meanings. Just an online savings account with a great rate. Compare rates for yourself at allybank.com or call Ally at 877-247-ALLY. Ally. Straightforward. Member FDIC.
I'm Pat Woodard with an AM 760 local news update. President Obama is in Las Vegas today after yesterday's Denver campaign swing for Senator Michael Bennett.
We're going to keep doing everything in our power to turn this economy around. We won't rest as long as millions are still without work, or millions are still working harder and harder for less.
The president was met by protesters outside his rally at the Philly. Broomfield police say they're investigating a man after finding 152 marijuana plants in the home that he claims were for clients using the drug for medical purposes. Jerry Peters with North Metro Drug.
What we do try to do is verify whether or not they are within the limit of what the law provides,
which is six plants per client or patient. Police say they were executing an arrest warrant Saturday when venting in the home made them suspicious. Tiger Woods speaks publicly today for the first time since his career took a nosedive after revelations involving his personal life. You can hear Tiger's statement here on AM 760 at 9 this morning. The Denver Nuggets top team last night. The Nuggets beat the Cleveland Cavaliers in overtime, 118-116. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm Pat Woodard. Now here's Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
The Denver drive is a slushy and sloppy one this morning. Going to be slick in spots as well. A couple different crashes really messing with the start to this morning's commute. Multi-vehicle accident westbound I-70 on the approach to Havana. We're also getting word of a wreck in the tech center. This is northbound I-25 right around Orchard. Going to hang you up as you're trying to make your way to the tech center on towards downtown from the south. Quick check on today's forecast. It's going to be a cloudy day, high in the low 30s. Currently just a little bit breezy and 27 degrees. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Arapahoe Basin has great mid-season deals on lift tickets, season passes, snow sports lessons, and more. During the Olympics, A-Basin will be offering discounts when the U.S. wins medals in alpine events. For these deals and more, go to the Hot Deals page at ArapahoeBasin.com.
The Home Depot has lowered prices on items throughout the store, the products you need most. So you save money and get more out of every project you do. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot.
One thing I love about your show is you never throw me a softball.
David Sirota.
You're going to give me a hard question no matter what.
On AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
7:06 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. So much news out there, and thank God it's Friday. Drive safely out there. It's a slushy morning. Not too cold. At least I didn't find it too cold this morning, but it's slushy out there. A lot of news to go over with you today. President Obama's visit, of course, to Colorado yesterday. He was in town for just about 3 hours. And it'd be kind of cool to have a job where you just can sort of drop in, fly across the country, drop into places for like 3 hours, and then get on your own jet and head home. He raised $675,000 for Michael Bennett. Pretty impressive amount of money. And we will be going over that today. Also, we're going to go over this Denver Post editorial from yesterday about Bennett and the public option. A really kind of crazy editorial in that it slams Bennett for calling for 51 votes on reconciliation for a public option. Only, I don't know, what is it, 5-6 months after running an editorial in support of the public option. Very, very strange. So we'll get into that. A little schizophrenia from the Denver Post. And we're going to do Fight Club Friday in this hour and throughout the morning where you get to just attack me, criticize me, take issue with anything we've gone over and we've discussed this week. But first, up next, up at 7:20, we're going to have on Douglas Rushkoff, who was a frontline correspondent, originally the author of the book Generation X. He's got a lot of other books out there about whether we're multitasking ourselves to death, whether the Internet means that we are distracting ourselves to death. There was a big frontline, PBS frontline special about this. And so we're going to have Doug Rushkoff in the AM 760 Progressive Dojo at 7:20. You can see the frontline piece. It's linked on our website at am760.net. as is my appearance yesterday on MSNBC with Dylan Radigan talking about a whole host of issues. I encourage you to watch the MSNBC clip, not for me, but for the lunatic fringe right-winger that I debated over issues like taxes. He was being interviewed from the Conservative Political Action Conference. And the first topic I want to get to, and we're going to get to all the news of the day, but the first topic I want to throw out there, a topic that everyone seems to be dancing around from yesterday's news, this plane crash in Texas. What you read off the National Wire about this guy who perpetrated this this plane crash is a story of a man who was haunted in his own mind by visions of anti-tax and anti-government grandeur. Officials say Texas plane crash targeted the feds. Well, Mr. Big Brother, read the suicide note. Well, Mr. Big Brother, IRS man, let's try something different. That's the headline at NBC. New York Times, man crashes plane into Texas IRS office, leaving behind a rant against the government and particularly the tax system. A computer engineer smashed a small aircraft into an office building where nearly 200 employees of the IRS were starting their workday this morning. Now, I have been saying for weeks and months that the tax debate is going to come to the forefront in America and in our state. And remember, this is coming at the same time that we have this big media bonanza for the Conservative Political Action Conference in Washington, D.C. Virulently anti-government, anti-tax rhetoric coming out of that conference. So I throw out the question here, and it's a controversial question, but does this confirm the fact that right-wing, anti-government, anti-tax rhetoric and politics is headed off the cliff, has gone to the terrorist extreme? We now, from the looks of it, we have an act of domestic terrorism against the government predicated by a guy whose manifesto is explicitly about hating the government and hating taxes. Has the right in this country created a situation now where we need to quite literally worry about domestic acts of terrorism predicated on extremist conservative ideology? Because that's what it looks like to me. And we don't talk about domestic terrorism whenever it relates to conservative ideology. We talk about them as, remember the McVeigh situation, the Oklahoma City bombing. Oh, it was an isolated incident. And what was so fascinating about, and disturbing, by the way, about the aftermath of the Oklahoma City bombing, of course, was that not only did we not talk about it, but it was just, I believe, a year ago that the Department of Homeland Security issued a report saying that anti-government activists may pose an increasing threat to our country. And when that report came out, conservatives screamed bloody murder. Now it looks like the Department of Homeland Security report that warned of potential problems with extreme right-wing anti-government activists, security problems. Now it looks like that was a prophecy. Now it looks like the Department of Homeland Security was exactly right. Now, I want to be really clear here. I don't have a problem with conservatives, honest conservatives, having a debate and a discussion about taxes. Right? We had on here the head of the Fair Tax campaign, the conservative that wants to impose effectively a flat tax on everybody. And we had a good debate, a good substantive debate. But I think this suggests, I think this plain attack, because that's what it was, an attack on the IRS and on the government represents, is a canary in the coal mine. Now, I'm not saying we're going to see terrorist attacks like this all over the country, but a canary in the coal mine in the sense that all of the Tea Party ferment, all of the conservative rhetoric, the overheated rhetoric, the Rush Limbaughs, the Glenn Becks, the Sarah Palins, the hardest of hardcore extreme right-wingers, I think are creating a political climate in this country that is driving people to the lunatic fringe. This is the lunatic fringe. And you will hear across your radio dial today, I guarantee you, you will hear the Mike Rosens of the world. You will hear the establishment Republicans of the world say, oh, that's just the lunatic fringe. Nothing to worry about. That's just, you know, one crazy person. And yes, it is just one crazy person. But what they are trying to do is absolve themselves from responsibility for creating a political climate that has become toxic, and particularly toxic on the issue of taxes and on the issue of government. We, right now in this country, have a political party and a political movement, the Republican Party and the Tea Party movement and the conservative movement, that has scorched the earth, that continues to be organized around telling Americans that anything the government does is not just ineffective, but evil. And that any effort by the government to raise public revenues for public priorities should be seen in those terms as evil. And I think this plane crash, this plane attack, this attack of domestic terrorism suggests just how extreme a political climate that rhetoric has created. It's not that Rush Limbaugh or Glenn Beck or Sarah Palin or Dick Armey condones terrorism. But it is that they have created a political climate. They have articulated an ideology that has become very easy for the lunatic fringe to pick up and champion. Right? It's like the old adage. It's like they taught us in journalism school. If you're standing up and giving a speech and you incite violence, you don't participate in it, but in a speech you incite the violence, you can be looked at as in some ways culpable. Again, I'm not saying that Rush Limbaugh, I'm not saying that Republican Party officials are terrorists, but what I am saying is it's fair for us to ask the question, what is your culpability in saying that the government is evil, that all taxes are evil? What is your culpability in creating a political climate that has allowed this kind of extremism now that we see in this domestic terrorist attack to now flourish in this country? So I wonder what you think about this. 303-713-7600. We're going to have Douglas Rushkoff up next to talk about the internet. Are we multitasking ourselves to death? And then we will take your calls on this topic after a traffic update with John Turk.
Good morning, Dave. You can imagine the drive is going to be a long one for you. Pretty miserable out there. Expect to add about 30 minutes to your drive on the freeways. We do have a multi-vehicle accident still affecting folks westbound I-70 as you approach Havana. Traffic looks like it's basically stopped all the way back to Chambers for you there. Stop and go northbound 225, 6th Avenue to I-70. We had an early crash on the ramp there to westbound I-70 from 225. Also an accident in the tech center, northbound I-20. 25 at Orchard, two-car crash eastbound 36 east of Sheridan. Also got a rollover in the median westbound 76 at 136th Avenue. Your forecast today, patchy fog early, making way for cloudy skies. Look for a high of 34. Snow in the overnight tonight and tomorrow through Sunday morning, but totals just around 2 to 4 inches in Denver. Right now, 25 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Hi, this is John Elway. When it comes to vision correction, Icon LASIK has the most experience in Colorado. Icon uses the latest laser technology, including bladeless LASIK, at affordable prices starting at $4.99 per eye. All reasons why I selected Icon LASIK. You should, too. Schedule your free LASIK consultation today at 720-524-1001 or visit IconLASIK.com. That's 720-524-1001. And tell them John sent you.
Standing next to me is power sports fanatic Larry. He has a passion for motorcycles, boats, and RVs. His second passion is saving money, so he reuses everything, including food.
You make it sound gross.
He uses fast food grease to power his car.
Everything smells like fries.
And reuses toothpaste.
It's not good if you're squeamish.
But you don't have to be like Larry, because Geico makes it easy by helping you save on power sports insurance. To see how much you could save, visit Geico.com or call 1-800-442-9253.
Buy Frontier and save money with the Bunny or the Otter or the Bear. Great sale fares from $49 each way and nonstop service to more than 70 cities across the continent. Buy your ticket by February 24th and fly by June 9, 2010. Book today at FrontierAirlines.com. Fees and taxes of up to $20 not included.
If you want to lose weight, you are eligible to participate in this market trial. Senza has not yet been released to stores, so for your 30-day free trial, you must call this number now. 1-800-377-9636. That's 1-800-377-9636.
Pianos of all styles and sizes are being liquidated for a limited time at the old Ultimate Electronics location at 1370 South Colorado Boulevard. This going-out-of-business piano sale features unbelievable markdowns on grands, verticals, and digital pianos, and the exciting new CD player grands. Find new and pre-owned name brands like Steinway, Baldwin, Yamaha, Story and Clark, Kawai, and many more. That's at the old Ultimate Electronics building, 1370 South Colorado Boulevard, 303-757-3000. That's 303-757-3000.
Save money with Bargain Watch at am760.net. This week, get a $50 Max Gilling Grill gift certificate for only $25. Plus, tons of coupons from businesses all around town, brought to you by Comcast. Click on Bargain Watch at am760.net.
The Home Depot has lowered prices on items throughout the store, the products you need most. So you save money and get more out of every project you do. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot.
If you open your ears,
and I'm just one of those regular guys,
your mind will follow.
I am a liberal.
I consider myself an independent.
And it just blows my mind.
It doesn't matter what side you're from. What matters is what you say, the truth.
Listen.
Be more informed.
Become more informed.
Learn.
I learn a lot. I feel like I get all the real news from you guys.
Talk.
The honest, regular folk.
AM 760.
Taking action.
Colorado's progressive talk.
We're going to get to your calls about this domestic terrorist attack or alleged domestic terrorist attack in the next segment. I want to talk about whether it proves that the Department of Homeland Security was right a year ago to say that we should be on the lookout for right-wing extremists. You might remember the Rush Limbaughs and the Glenn Becks of the world went crazy when that Department of Homeland Security report came out a year ago. Now we have a domestic terrorist attack with the attacker leaving a note saying his attack was all about hating the government and hating taxes. And we will discuss and debate whether that is proof that the Department of Homeland Security is right and proof that the right-wing extremism in this country is really creating something quite dangerous. We're going to get to that. But first, very happy and pleased to welcome into the AM 760 Progressive Dojo Douglas Rushkoff. He is a frontline correspondent, an author of many books, including Life, Inc., and Generation X, and his latest frontline piece, again, for PBS Frontline, linked on our website at AM760, his latest piece was about the Internet and whether it is teaching us effectively to multitask ourselves to death. Doug Rushkoff, thanks for taking the time this morning. I'm a big fan of your work, and just for people who are tuning in, I want you to know you can find Doug Rushkoff's work at Rushkoff, that's RUSHKOFF.com. Doug, I really enjoyed this piece, and it also, for Frontline, and it also freaked me out. You reported on the potential downsides of the Internet, the way I read it, really speeding up how we learn and how we communicate
and how we conduct our daily lives. Tell us, after reporting this piece, do you now, because you've been a guy who's been talking about the benefits of the Internet and what it's doing to our economy, do you come away from reporting this piece with a different perspective now?
I don't know that it's different. I mean, I feel like for the past 20, 25 years, I've been trying to let people know that interactivity and interactive technology offered us an opportunity. You know, it offered us an opportunity to really reorient to not just computer programs, but to all the programs in our society from the perspective of a writer, as a creator, you know, so that it seemed to me that anybody who, you know, experienced the plasticity, really, of the net world, that anybody who went online in the 1990s, it would be the equivalent of having, you know, taken acid in the 1960s. You'd see that all this stuff is arbitrary, that our laws were written to be rewritten and changed, and people wouldn't be kind of passive users of the world anymore. They would all be in the position of programmers. But over time, as you know, these interfaces get more and more opaque and people get more and more distant from how computers work, they tend to be just way more susceptible to computers working on them instead. You know, and sort of blindly accepting, you know, Facebook and Google and everything else out there as just the way computers work rather than, you know, particular pieces of software made by particular companies for particular reasons.
When you reported this piece, you talked to some people who were studying the effects on the brain, especially among young people whose brains are still developing, of the kind of multitasking culture where you've got, you know, I'm looking right now. I'll just describe for folks right now. This is a good example. I've got my email open. I've got my sound files open if I need to play a sound. I've got my Google alert going. I've got a bunch of different tabs on my website trying to keep this radio show going here. And you looked, your piece looked at the effect of that kind of switching between different things that kids have their attention on the development of their brain. How disturbed should we be about what you found and what scientists are finding?
Well, what we've found so far is that people who think that they're really good at multitasking aren't. You know, that when you're trying to do more than one thing at a time, you end up not doing any of them as well. And even over the same amount of time, if you laid out your tasks sequentially rather than trying to switch rapidly back and forth between them, you end up having a much more considered responses. You end up remembering a lot more of what you've done, and you end up making a lot less mistakes. Now, I guess on some level it's just obvious, but the part that was strange to me is that people who felt they were doing a great job multitasking were actually not. You know, so it's that the thing that's troubling to me is the false sense of accomplishment, that sense that, you know, just because you've gotten through your entire inbox, you feel like you've actually accomplished something with your day when you may not have accomplished anything at all. You know?
Right. No, that's exactly right. And let me follow up on that. When you mentioned email, and that's obviously a major form of communication on the Internet, we are going to talk about, after we finished talking with you, we're going to talk about on this show the state of political rhetoric in this country. And I wonder what your thoughts are on that within the prism of what the Internet may have done to that. I mean, there is this sense that you have talked about in your past work about how the Internet can connect us. And you've also talked, of course, about how the Internet can also make us, in some ways, physically distant from each other. It creates kind of connections, but also barriers. Do you think it's fair to look at the last, I don't know, 10 years and say one of the legacies of the Internet, of the web, of email, is that it may have not just put us all in our own political, ideological silos, where we only read what we, the kinds of ideological things that we may agree with, but that it is, it in some ways can even make us more audaciously nasty to each other.
Yeah, I mean, and it's polarized, you know, politics on a number of levels. I mean, I wouldn't blame the internet for it as such, as much as I mean, there's a number of ways. At first, you know, everything in the digital realm is a yes or a no, is a one or a zero. I mean, this is a binary world. And it's not surprising that the kinds of debates and conversations that take place over an interface and a technology that only understands yes or no would move towards, you know, whatever we call right or left or progressive or regressive, that almost every conversation you see in a chat board or on a bulletin board somewhere ends up, you know, taking sides much faster than it may have before. The sort of complexity, the rainbow of colors of a real country.
No, there's no gray. That's right. There's.
Right.
I find when I publish a column every week that the comments, as this is a good example, the comments on the newspaper websites, they're either like, fantastic, this is a great column, I completely agree, or, you know, Sirota's a jackass. You know,
right. And it's to the point where you want to turn them off, and it ends up actually debasing the thing that you've written. I mean, because the other beauty and problem of the internet is, you know, everybody's text is the same size, and it elevates what we could call, you know, amateur rhetoric to the place of professional rhetoric. And it's not to be elitist, but what it does is it ends up challenging the whole notion of representative democracy. The net makes it feel like you should be able to have a choice about everything, whether you've educated yourself about the issue or not, that your opinion matters. Click here for yes, click there for no. What do you think? And blog about it and talk about it and comment about it. And the fact is, the American system of government was developed on the idea that not everyone has time to learn about all these issues. So what you do is you elect people, you elect experts in certain things to actually do the legwork and to take a couple of years off from their farming or whatever their real job was so they could learn about the decisions that government has to make and make them for us. But this false populist notion that everyone's opinion on everything matters is part of what's led to that dumbing down of political discourse in America.
I couldn't agree more. Again, on the line with us is Douglas Rushkoff. He's a correspondent for Frontline. He's the author of various books. His newest one is called Life, Inc. Tell us about that new book that you have out there.
Life, Inc. is actually a really fun book. I wrote it before the crash, and it ended up kind of coming out right with the crash. And it really looks at how the economic crisis that we're in was 600 years in the making. That, you know, the fact that we live on a highly corporatist landscape is not coincidence, but it was, you know, a decision made by a few kings way back when to try to help people who had money stay rich, even though there was a rising middle class. And to this day, we are still living in the wake of the decisions made for a really small number of people at a particular moment of time, and we've had our entire industrial economy is kind of built around some really obsolete ideas about how currency and banking and business should work. And it's really hard for small business people or people who are actually creating value to keep any of it, to trade. So what I'm looking at really is the way that we've internalized corporate values, the way people tend to act with the sort of short-term bottom line foremost in their heads, and how difficult it is for most people to wrap their heads around the idea of actually just doing something, creating value, exchanging it with someone else, to not have to work for it, really not have to outsource everything we do to one corporation or another, whether it's our savings or our lending or our investing or our working or our hiring, you know, that we actually can do these things ourselves.
Again, we're on the line with Douglas Rushkoff. You can find his work, rushkoff.com. His PBS special, he had a PBS Frontline special about the Internet and its effect on us psychologically, among other things. That's linked on our website, am760.net, on the David Sirota page. My last question for you, Doug Rushkoff, is what makes you optimistic about this situation? I mean, I found your PBS piece about are we multitasking ourselves to death to be somewhat dark. And I don't say that critically. I just say I came away from it feeling like, wow, this is a real issue that we as a society are not dealing with, the effect of multitasking, the Internet on kids and on developmental brains. What is there a silver lining to this?
The silver lining to me is that in the kind of crisis that we're going through, there is opportunity. You know, whether it's that people begin to get so depressed because their lives are dehumanized, you know, thanks to the way they use the Internet, or whether it's that people are financially depressed because they have no access to value creation, eventually what happens is you end up with, you know, a giant city like, you know, Lansing, Michigan, where there's no GM plant and no banks wanting to invest, and people realize, oh my gosh, if I've got needs and you have abilities, we actually have the basic components that are required to build an economy, that we don't need anyone to do this for us, that we can actually do this ourselves by engaging with one another directly. I mean, the only question is, you know, how bad do things have to get before people realize that they have the tools for value creation and for connecting with other people, you know, right with them all the time.
That is the question of our time, absolutely. And I do agree with you. It's kind of like it's kind of the situation of it's always darkest before the dawn, to use a bad cliche, and the question is how dark does it have to get? Douglas Rushkoff, find his work at Rushkoff, that's RUSHKOFF.com. Find his PBS special from Frontline, linked on our website at AM760. Doug Rushkoff, it's an honor to talk to you. Keep up the great work.
Oh, thanks a lot. Honored to talk to you too.
7:35 here on AM760 Progressive Talk. All right, we're going to open up the AM760 Progressive Dojo after the break. We're going to debate and duke it out on this domestic terrorist attack down in Texas. The guy who flew the plane into the IRS building, leaving a suicide note, a manifesto against the government and against taxes. You may remember that a year ago, the Department of Homeland Security issued a security warning saying that right-wing anti-government extremists pose an increasing national security threat to the United States. And you might have remembered that the right-wing voices out there, the Fox Newses, the Sean Hannitys, the Rush Limbaughs, the Glenn Becks, they screamed bloody murder about this. Was the Department of Homeland Security right? And more broadly, does this domestic terrorist attack tell you that the right-wing anti-government extremism in the Republican Party at the Conservative Political Action Committee conference this week, that it's gotten so extreme that it is creating a political climate that is fostering, if not terrorist attacks, then a political environment that says acts of extremism are A-OK. What do you think? 303-713-7600 or instant message us, am760.net. Click over to the David Sirota page. We'll get it on after a traffic update with John Turk.
All right, Dave, getting reports of so many surface street crashes out there this morning, too numerous to list here, but I will go through your highway accidents. You can tell it's a very slow and nasty commute going on. Still trying to clean up that crash on westbound I-70 approaching Havana. Now the traffic still barely moving all the way back past Chambers, so if you can hop off and maybe use Colfax, that'd be a good route for you. Also real sluggish on 225 northbound, particularly from about Alameda up to I-70. Also got a crash in the Tech Center, northbound I-25 at Orchard. Rollover, westbound 76 at 136th Avenue. Looks like it's sitting there in the median. Also got a two-car crash on the Turnpike eastbound side just after Sheridan. Also, some really slow speeds on C-470 between Kipling and Hamden as you travel westbound, eastbounders from about Lucent all the way up to 25. The forecast today, patchy fog in the AM, mostly cloudy this afternoon, highs in the mid-30s. Our current downtown temperature, 25 degrees. John Turk, AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Now, Mr. Reuter gives you options because plumbing isn't optional. Leaking water lines or busted drain lines in your home? Mr. Reuter works with all insurance carriers. Let us take the worry and workload off you. We fix your problem right the first time. No service fee, always an exact written price quote, no extra charge for nights, weekends, or holidays, and 90 days same as cash. Member Better Business Bureau, Tom Martino and Team Dave Logan. Call Mr. Reuter at 720-542-6000. That's 720-542-6000.
Changing the way America buys windows. That's Windows America. No games, no gimmicks. Just a great window at a great price. Visit Windows America at the Colorado Garden and Home Show at the Colorado Convention Center February 13th through the 21st and get their home show special. Triple pane windows installed for only $349. Click on the banner ad right now, located on your Listen Live player, or visit WindowsAM.com. A proud member of Tom Martino's Troubleshooter Network. Windows America, a better way to buy windows.
Hi, it's David Sirota. You've got to visit the Yak and Yeti restaurant and brew pub. It's absolutely the best place in town to get incredible Indian, Nepalese, and Tibetan cuisine. Family owned, the Yak and Yeti serves lunch from 11 to 3 and dinner from 5 to 9:30 7 days a week, and they offer vegan and vegetarian menus. Visit one of their two great locations in Arvada on Ralston Road and Old Wadsworth and 86th and Sheridan in Westminster. Mention this ad and get 10% off your bill. TheYakAndYeti.com.
Or before it's too late, call 1-800-685-1986. That's 1-800-685-1986. Size does matter. Don't miss out on your free supply. 1-800-685-1986. That's 1-800-685-1986.
Obesity is a serious problem. If you're concerned about your weight, you may call the number at the end of this message for a free weight loss trial. We are the Foundation for Healthier Living, and we can help you start losing weight for free. But because obesity is a serious problem, we're only evaluating serious weight loss inquiries on a first-come, first-served basis. If you are concerned about your health and are serious about losing weight, you may call now for a free two-week trial. Call 1-800-500-8094. Developed for people looking to lose 30 pounds or more, our program can help anyone lose weight regardless of body type or ability to exercise. Based on years of research and testing, we guarantee satisfaction. If you don't lose the weight, you never pay for the product. Again, if you are not serious about losing weight, please do not call. Only serious inquiries will qualify for the free weight loss trial. Call the Foundation for Healthier Living at 1-800-500-8094. That's 1-800-500-8094.
Ladies, do you know why you have thinning hair? Because as you get older, you lose hair faster than you grow it. So your hair just keeps getting thinner and thinner. 50% of all women experience hair loss due to stress, aging, hormonal changes, even diet. If you're one of them, you can help regrow thinning hair with a revolutionary breakthrough called Keranique. And for a limited time, you can try it free. Just call 1-800-400-2523 in the next 10 minutes. Keranique is specifically formulated and pH balanced for women. And it's sulfate-free, which means it's safe for color-treated hair. Keranique's key ingredient is FDA-approved and clinically proven to help regrow hair, improve texture and thickness, and stop premature hair loss, so you can finally have the fuller, healthier-looking hair you couldn't have before. Have the hair you've always dreamed of. Try Keranique risk-free when you call in the next 10 minutes. If lines are busy, please try again. Get your free trial at 1-800-400-2523. 1-800-400-2523.
741 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. The domestic terrorist attack down in Texas yesterday. A plane being flown into the IRS building. Is this proof that the Department of Homeland Security 1 year ago in saying that right-wing extremism and anti-government extremism in particular, anti-tax extremism, was a potential national security threat? That was the Department of Homeland Security report that Rush Limbaugh and the entire right wing screamed bloody murder over, said, oh, the Obama administration's being too mean to conservatives. Does this domestic terrorist attack prove that the Obama administration was right? 303-713-7600. And also, is this a broader commentary? Does this prove to you that right wing anti-tax, anti-government extremism has gone completely off the cliff and is creating a political environment where these kinds of frightening terrorist acts are seen by some, not by all, but by some, as perfectly acceptable? 303-713-7600. I've been saying that this tax debate is going to take center stage in the United States because of our deficit and because of the right wing's anti-tax demagoguery. I think this proves that I've been right. And I know a lot of you have chimed in as well over the last weeks and months. This is the formative issue of our day right now. That's what I think. Let's go to the phones. Rick in Greeley. Rick, you're on AM 760.
Morning, David. How are you?
All right.
Hey, regarding this, gentleman that
crashed into the building. My first question was when I heard that the police report came out that it was they were looking at it as a criminal action and not an elevated domestic terrorist action. My first thought was, if the gentleman that flew the plane in there had been Muslim, would that have changed their thought at all? If every other circumstance was the same, but his religion was different, I think the world would be screaming bloody murder. Well, the country would be screaming bloody murder on Muslims again and charge it with domestic terrorism.
Rick, it's such a good point. I mean, it's such a good point in the sense that. It's not just if the guy was Muslim. I think you're absolutely right. If the guy was Muslim or had an Arab sounding name, you're absolutely right. But imagine if you just change the words tax to imperialism, right? You made this manifesto that this guy left into one about our foreign policy imperialism, let's say in the Middle East. You're absolutely right. The same people who have been calling for racial profiling, who have been screaming about terrorism on the right would be screaming right now. And I think it's just a really, really important point that you're making. And this is why I said this earlier, you know, last week, that when they busted the guy up in Massachusetts for stockpiling weapons and saying that he was preparing for an Armageddon, you know, and he was, he was some sort of neo-Nazi or something like that. I said, where's the calls from the right wing to racially profile white men? And that is the hypocrisy now, right? You don't hear the angry white hate machine criticizing what happened in Texas. You didn't hear him criticizing that the guy who got arrested last week for stockpiling weapons, because the angry white hate machine is not about terrorism, right? They're not about trying to protect the country from terrorism. They're about racism. They're about xenophobia. That's what they're about. And I think this kind of horrible attack that we saw yesterday allows us to open up a broader discussion about what the real threats to this country really are, whether they're terrorist threats or whether they're a public policy threat. So when we have a public policy debate that says everything the government does is evil, you can't then claim that you're really surprised that some people on the fringe take that and do crazy things with it. Hey, Rick, thanks for the call. Great point. Ramon in Aurora. Ramon, you're on AM 760.
Hey, Dave, how you doing?
All right, man.
Hey, listen, you started out this morning with a point that you said you wanted to ask probably maybe a controversial question about this right-wing tax inciting. And I don't think it's controversial at all. I think it needs to be asked, and here's why. You know, what's interesting is that words can be considered weapons. And I know you're familiar, you remember the Timothy McVeigh incident in Oklahoma, in the Oklahoma City bombing. And he was upset about what the government was doing as well.
Mm-hmm.
But we labeled him as crazy. We didn't label him as a domestic terrorist. And that didn't get put across the airwaves. And
Ramon, let me just stop you there for a second, because that's important, right? I mean, look, the 9/11 terrorists, they were crazy. I mean, people who do things who like Timothy McVeigh, people who do things like the 9/11 bombers, I mean, they are at every level, they are crazy. But I think what I hear you saying, and I want to really echo it, which is that when it's right-wing domestic terrorism by white men in particular, that is considered in the media, that is framed as, you know, lone actors, that they're just crazy, they don't have a political motive, they're depoliticized in the public's eye. When it's a Muslim or an Arab terrorist, it is hyper-politicized. The commentary and the discussion about it is about their political agenda, when in fact, if we want to be fair about it, we have to actually look at the political agendas of anybody who would do these kinds of things.
And the last point I want to make in regards to that is, I do believe that at some point in time, we do have to look at, are they inciting this type of violence and this type of retaliation? Because when we have the Columbine incident, and I know it's not exactly the same, but it at some point it will gravitate to that. The gentleman who, the guy who sold the guns to the young men, was also convicted, and although he was convicted for selling guns to a minor, nevertheless, he gave them the guns, and that was the issue that they were arguing was, had they not sold him the guns, and they would not have gone into schools and did such a horrific act. And I think that words are exactly like weapons. And although they may not be there at the time, if I put the notion in your head to go do something or that doing this will be beneficial, how does that make me any different than what Al Qaeda is doing with young men that they're recruiting?
Ramon, it's a very important point. It's a very controversial point, and it's the point that I made, and I echo it again. When I went to journalism school, they teach if you stand up at a speech and you incite people to do certain things, even if you don't take part in the things that you tell people to do, you have culpability. Now, I don't want to say that Rush Limbaugh and Sean Hannity and the people who have really preached this anti-government, anti-tax hatred are terrorists. But I think it's fair for us as a society to ask the question, what kind of culpability does the extreme right wing, in particular in the media and our political arena, what kind of culpability do they have in creating a political environment that says to many people on the far fringe right that this kind of act is A-OK, that this kind of act is justified? It's fair to ask that question, even if it's a tough question to ask. Hey, Ramon, thanks for the call, man. Really appreciate it. Gene in Centennial. Gene, you're on AM 760.
Well, I think I got a free lunch because yesterday afternoon I bet somebody that you specifically would race to the airways this morning to try to label this guy a right-wing nut.
I'm not labeling him a right-wing nut. I'm reading his manifesto, which is an anti-government, anti-tax manifesto.
Yes, but he also hated Bush and everybody else, and so, in fact, he sounded an awful lot.
Whoa, hold on a minute. Gene, I'll let you go, but you can be on the right, and you can hate George Bush. I mean, there are people to the right of George Bush. The Tea Parties will tell you, we're to the right of George Bush. George Bush was a liberal. So just because somebody hates George Bush doesn't mean that, just because somebody hates George Bush doesn't mean they're a liberal, buddy.
Well, except for the anti-tax thing, he sounded an awful lot like a lot of those people listen to down at the Be the Change deal on Saturday morning, or Saturday afternoon.
I see. So the guy who attacked the IRS building after leaving an anti-government, anti-tax screed is a liberal in your crazy mind. Maybe you're just as crazy as the guy who sent the plane down. I mean, is that what you're saying?
You try to pigeonhole people. I don't think he was anything. I think he was just a nut.
Right. Okay. So let me ask you a question, Gene. As a conservative, I'm assuming you're a conservative.
Yes, I am.
If this guy was an Arab, what would you say? You'd be calling my show being like, we need to racially profile this. We need to make sure that our terrorist act. You wouldn't be calling up here saying that, oh, it's just an individual crazy guy, Gene. Come on, be a little honest with us here.
Okay, I'll be honest. That is ridiculous because I like to think about how to deal with this stuff kind of like the Arabs or the Israelis do at their checkpoints and at their deal. I don't care if your name is Muhammad, Timothy, or a blue-eyed German like Gene. What is on your mind? What are you planning to do? The guy in Massachusetts, he's going to look just like me.
Well, that's right. And you're calling up the show and you're criticizing me for asking what's on the guy's mind. I said the guy leaves a screed that hates the government and hates the tax system. I mean,
don't try to label everybody
I said that at the top of the show. You can be a conservative, okay, and you cannot hate the government. You can be for limited government and not hate the government. You can be for lower taxes and not see all the taxes as evil.
Being audited right now by that very office that is now on fire. So as a joke, I sent the email in my account or my CPA yesterday that said, I'm not the guy that flew the plane in the deal, because I'm not going to be doing something nutty like that.
Well, okay. And Gene, you know, I got my own IRS issue as well, and I think a lot of people have their own IRS issue. And I'm just saying this. I think it's fair. I think it's fair to ask the question, not of rank-and-file conservatives, maybe like you, Gene, from Centennial, but to ask the question of the people who lead the conservative movement, who help create the political environment in this country. I think it's fair to ask the question whether they have scorched the earth so much that they have pushed people, they have encouraged people at the fringe to go over the cliff. I think that's a fair question.
And we can agree to disagree on that. Thanks for the call, man. 753 here on AM 760. Let's get a traffic update with John Turk.
Well, Dave, it's a complete mess out there for you. If you're on the surface streets, lots of accidents being reported. Actually, too many of them to go through here. The major one, multi-car crash, Parker and Iliff. That's a pretty busy intersection on the highway. Still working a few of them. Rollover, the median westbound 76 at 136th Avenue. Also one on northbound I-25 near Orchard Road. Delays go back past around C-470. They did clean up that crash eastbound I-70 or westbound I-70 at Havana, so things are moving a little better there on I-70 as well as northbound 225 trying to access I-70. The forecast today, patchy fog early, making way for cloudy skies. Look for a high of 34, right now 25 in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
So why just talk about climate change? Let Radiance Corporation install solar, geothermal, and radiant systems for your home or business. Geothermal heats your home four times more efficiently than with gas or propane, reducing your heating bills up to 75%. And Radiance can help solar power your geothermal heating system. Plus, you may qualify for a 30% tax credit on certain geothermal equipment. Solar, geothermal, and radiant systems. A winning combination for the environment. Reduce your carbon footprint and your utility bills. Tap into Colorado's renewable energy abundance. Visit Radiance at Colorado.com.
Richard's identity is in trouble.
Hello, this is Kevin.
Kevin, hey, it's me, your identity. Bad news, I've been stolen.
What? What? How?
That stupid pin you use? Kevin, 123. Yeah, it didn't take a genius to figure that one out. Pretty dumb, man.
Okay, listen, stay calm. I'm gonna take care of it.
Yeah, good luck with that, El Capitan.
Why are you talking like that?
Sorry, now I'm Terry's identity. Oh, I gotta go, man.
Your identity is counting on you. Time to get Identity Guard Total Protection, PC World's top-rated identity protection service. Go to IdentityGuard.com today, get your free identity checkup, and find out if yours has been exposed and what you can do to protect it. That's IdentityGuard.com.
I think I'm gonna buy me a new widescreen LCD TV!
Oh, no, don't do that!
Get your free identity checkup at IdentityGuard.com. Identity Guard, making it okay to trust again.
I hate when I see people discriminated against, even if I don't agree with them. Demeaning people is just wrong. You'd think public universities that are supposed to be a marketplace of ideas would be the one place where that wouldn't happen. But it does, every day.
Christian students are bearing the brunt of this injustice. If you're a Christian and have experienced discrimination, intimidation, or exclusion on campus because of your beliefs, contact speakupmovement.org or text speakup to 411-247.
And this is a time that people are looking over their finances, especially at tax time. Give the team at Presidential Brokerage a call, 303-694-1600, 303-694-1600. Hey, Jason, have a great weekend, man.
You too, Dave.
Results may vary. Additional products and services will be offered for sale.
This is not your father's economy. The old standards of working one job and putting money away towards retirement no longer apply. Today, success or failure depends on your financial IQ. You need to attend a free Rich Dad education workshop in Denver and Boulder. Based on the teachings from the best-selling book, Rich Dad, Poor Dad, this 90-minute event will show you how to survive and build security during these hard economic times. We teach why your house is not an asset. You may not want to diversify. You may not want to invest in 401ks or mutual funds. Saving money will never make you rich. These are just some of Rich Dad's teachings that will change the way you think about money. Attend this free Rich Dad education training, Monday, February 22nd through Wednesday, the 24th. Reserve your place now at richdadeducation.com or call 800-489-4213. Register now and receive a free gift just for attending. 800-489-4213. That's 800-489-4213.
756 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Is the domestic terrorist attack down in Texas, the plane crash into the IRS building, is this proof that the right wing in this country is sowing a political climate that is toxic and actually a national security threat? Ryan in Wyoming. Ryan, you're on AM 760.
Hey, how's it going?
All right, man.
I just have only one comment. I'm a conservative, I'll tell you that straight up. And I'm a Christian conservative, and I think Scott Roeder was, you know, the guy who did Tiller in Kansas. He was a terrorist. Timothy McVeigh's a terrorist. He's out there, right-wing nut. Hassan, who did the Fort Hood terrorist shooting, was a terrorist, and this guy's a terrorist. Now, the only problem is you can't throw everybody on the right wing in with this guy because it's one movement against, it's one guy against you know, that did this act against the government. And sorry, I'm rambling. I'm on coffee from a 12-hour shift.
No, I look, and I appreciate that. I mean, I appreciate you saying that, look, we've got to look at all of these. That at least is an honest way, I think, to look at them. I don't know if I necessarily agree that Hassan was a terrorist in the sense that I don't think he was part of a conspiracy, and I don't think this guy was part of a conspiracy.
Well, you say that this guy's a terrorist, you say it's a terrorist act, and I say you're correct there, but what's the difference between Hassan...
That's a fair point.
Up the army base. Well, what is the difference, though? Because it seems like the left wing has been waiting for this to happen, and, you know, sooner or later something was going to happen. You're going to have one nut that was going to go crazy. And that's what this guy is a nut. He's a terrorist.
I'll tell you what you want.
He's not tied to a string.
Ryan, that's right. Let me tell you what the difference is, okay? And I think this is an important difference, okay? That I think what's troubling, if there is a difference, and I don't want to say one is worse than the other, right? We shouldn't be doing that. Because they're all terrible acts. The issue with right-wing domestic terrorism is that there is a domestic political party and a domestic mass movement whose rhetoric seems to, at least rhetorically, support the same rhetoric that was in this guy's manifesto. When it comes to, we gotta get into the national news, so I'm not trying to cut you off here. But my point is this: when it comes to Arab or Muslim terrorism, that is not really coming from a domestic mass movement, a political movement, or a political party in this country, and that's a big difference.
Solis Marriage.
PGIV. Today on the Mario Solis Marriage Show, John Boehner gets scolded by Barack Obama, then he whines about it in front of a whole group of people.
Today at 4 on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN Thornton, Denver, Boulder. On your iPhone, BlackBerry, and AM760.net.
CBS News. I'm Peter King in Ponte Vedra Beach, Florida, where in 1 hour, Tiger Woods speaks publicly for the first time since the car crash that opened up a sex scandal and sent the golfer into hiding. It'll be a statement, no questions. PGA Tour President Tim Fincham.
Most people are intrigued about what he has to say at this point and less concerned about who's in the room, who's not in the room.
Image consultant Howard Bragman says that's not good enough.
He needs to confront a true media outlet and talk to them, answer the tough questions, and then try and get on with his life.
As for the timing, we're told it's because Woods had a natural break in his therapy that he's headed right back after this. I'm Peter King in Ponte Vedra Beach. Now with more CBS News, here's Steve Kathan.
Internal Revenue Service employees in Austin, Texas are still shaken by yesterday's destructive small plane attack on their office building.
There's parts of the floor of the second story that I could not get to because stuff fell in on top of me and the smoke and the flames were so high I couldn't see.
Pilot Joseph Stack left behind an anti-tax rant on the internet. He died in the attack along with one person in the building. Inflation fears have been put to rest, at least for now, with the latest report on consumer prices. They rose less than expected last month, and prices other than food and energy fell.
The worry about inflation is in 2011, 2012. It's much further down the road.
Economist Mark Vittner. On the road in Las Vegas is President Obama. White House correspondent Bill Plant.
Today the president will announce that there's $1.5 billion going to help state housing finance agencies in those hardest hit states. They'll help with three problems: unemployed borrowers, the people who are having trouble making their second mortgage payments, and the people who are underwater more than 20% of their home's value.
A new analysis finds premiums for Medicare Advantage plans have skyrocketed this year.
The average premium increased by 14.2% for the roughly 8.7 million Medicare Advantage enrollees who have the prescription drug benefit.
Eric Hamelman's an analyst with a health advisory company. The Advantage plans offer medical and prescription coverage more comprehensive than traditional Medicare. An insanity defense appears to be in the works in Huntsville, Alabama, in last week's murder of three college faculty members. Roy Miller is Amy Bishop's court-appointed attorney.
She's crazy. She's nuts. And to put it in the vernacular, she's wacko.
The lawyer says Bishop can't remember the shootings. Terry Nichols, the jailed conspirator in the Oklahoma City bombing, says he is on a hunger strike. In a handwritten note filed in federal court in Denver, Nichols complains his prison isn't providing a fiber-rich diet, and the food violates his religious beliefs. Wall Street right now, the Dow is down 40 points, and the NASDAQ is off about 10. This is CBS News.
Hey, Kelly. So, who'd you hire to do your emails?
What? You know it's just me here.
Come on, I got your newsletter. Pretty fancy, photos, coupons. Come on, who is it?
Oh, no one, silly. I use Constant Contact.
Really?
With ConstantContact.com, it's so easy. They make me look like $1 million, and the emails really work.
Oh, yeah?
It got you in here today, didn't it?
Touché.
ConstantContact.com. Plans as low as $15 a month with a free 60-day trial.
Ask anyone to describe their first Ruth's Chris Steakhouse experience, and they'll likely recall the moment the steak arrives. You can hear the steak sizzle, and as that aroma draws near, your mouth just begins to water. You know what's on the way. A tender, juicy steak served sizzling on a 500-degree plate, so it stays hot and delicious till the very last bite. Ruth's Chris selects from the top 2% of the country's beef, so you get the absolute finest quality steak every time. Stop by Ruth's Chris for an incredible steak experience.
I'm Pat Woodard with an AM 760 local news update. President Obama did make it out of town. The Air Force One had to be de-iced before it took off last night. The president was here campaigning for Senator Michael Bennett and getting in some shots at Republicans.
No, I'm not going to give them hell. I'm going to tell the truth and they'll think it's hell. That's what Harry Truman said.
At a rally at the Fillmore Auditorium, more than 100 people who waited outside in the snow were turned away because the fire marshal said it wasn't safe to cram so many people into that venue. 25 people were given tickets to meet the president at a private fundraiser at the Sheraton Hotel. The rest got refunds. Tiger Woods speaks publicly today for the first time since disappearing from public view after allegations of serial infidelity. Woods will deliver a short apology today, but he will not take any questions. You can hear Tiger's statement here on AM 760 at 9 this morning. It was Melo versus LeBron last night in Cleveland, and you can chalk up one for Melo. It took overtime, but the Nuggets beat the Cleveland Cavaliers 118-116. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Pat Woodard. Now here's Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
That's where the highways are going to be slick, slushy, and snow-packed in spots. In fact, so much so that everybody's going a lot slower than you used to for a typical Friday morning. We've had a few highway accidents, but no serious crashes to get in your way. We're just getting word of one. This is northbound I-25 right around Spear, but the slowest stretches of this morning's commute exist on the west side. C-470 between Kipling and Hampton. That's traveling in those westbound lanes. Southbounders on 225, you're feeling it coming around that Parker curve, making your way up towards I-25. Northbounders on I-25 struggling underneath those bridges. Pretty much starting approaching Washington, taking you towards 6th Avenue. Speeds are going to dip down into the teens and 20s through that stretch. Westbound I-70 remains sluggish. 225 as you're making your way past Havana. Again, speeds in the teens and 20s. Quick check on today's forecast. It's going to be a cloudy day. High of about 34, 35 degrees. Currently, it's 28. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
At Safeway, you can count on low prices. With amazing club card specials and new everyday low prices, you can get what you want, when you want it, at the price you need. That's their promise. That's ingredients for life. Safeway.
It's quite a proposition when you think about it. You contact GEICO and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. 15 minutes, simple as that. Something they've been doing for over 70 years. You want car insurance and you want extra money in your wallet, done and done. Now, not only do you have some nice car insurance, you've got plenty of money to spend on some tasty biscuits. Or flowers for your mum. Or whatever it is you fancy.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Sirota is not your garden variety liberal.
David Sirota.
He's bright, he's intelligent, he is very committed.
On AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Fight Club is, you do not talk about Fight Club. Second rule of Fight Club is, you do not talk about Fight Club. Third rule of Fight Club, someone yells stop, fight is over. Fourth rule, only two guys to a fight. Fifth rule, one fight at a time, fellas. Sixth rule, no shirts, no shoes. Seventh rule, fights will go on as long as they have to. And the eighth and final rule, this is your first night at Fight Club.
You have to fight.
It is Fight Club Friday. Fight Club Friday. There it is. All right. Bring it on. in the words of George Bush. If you have any beef you want to bring up with me, anything that I've said today, anything I've said this week, any issue at all comers are welcome for Fight Club Friday. You want to criticize the show, you want to criticize me, this is your chance. And if you want to discuss, of course, the issue of the day, the particular and specific issue of the day, which is whether the domestic terrorist attack yesterday down in Texas with the guy flying his plane into an IRS building, I have said that I think this event should make us ask the question about whether conservative extremism, conservative rhetoric, is scorching the political earth so much that it is creating a political environment where domestic terrorism against the government is a very real threat. You may remember that a year ago, the Department of Homeland Security issued a report saying that this kind of right-wing extremism could pose a national security threat. You may remember that the right wing went insane about that. Rush Limbaugh, Sean Hannity, Glenn Beck went crazy about this, said it's not true, and it's the Obama administration picking on conservatives. Now you have a domestic terrorist attack with a guy leaving a manifesto saying what he was doing because he hated the government and hated the IRS. I mean, it's not a coincidence that he crashed his plane into the IRS. Right now, whether you like the IRS or you don't like the IRS, it's the same thing at some level as crashing a plane into the Pentagon. Those are both government buildings. Crashing a plane, attacking a government building, is inherently a political act. So I think it's fair to ask the question, what kind of politics in our country is potentially creating an environment that encourages people to do that? And we'll go to the phones now, 303-713-7600. If you want to talk about that issue or you want to come into the Fight Club and just pick on me about any issue that you want, now's your chance, Fight Club Friday. All right, we'll go back to Ryan, who is calling in from Wyoming. We had to cut Ryan short because of the national news. Ryan, I wanted to let you respond. Now, just to, if people
Ryan,
are just tuning in. Excuse me?
Brian with a B.
Oh, Brian, my fault. Okay. So let me just, if people are just tuning in, Brian had asked me, what's the difference between any of these terrorist acts? And he's a conservative, and he said that that he acknowledges that this is a terrorist act, just like he says the Fort Hood shooting was a terrorist act. And I appreciate honest conservatives on this show, and I mean that sincerely. I said that the difference is that there is a difference in the sense that right wing anti-government, anti-tax conservatism, which has in part motivated this attacker. I said the difference between that and Islamic terrorism is that in this country, I think it's fair to say that you do have a domestic political party and a domestic grassroots movement that at least rhetorically seems to support some of the ideology of right-wing terrorists, and that Islamic terrorism, you don't have any major political party that offers up rhetoric that even comes close to saying that the political ideology of Islamic terrorists is A-OK. So I wonder what you think about that, Brian.
The difference is the Tea Parties aren't saying, go blow up the building. The Tea Parties are saying, vote in people who are fiscally conservative. The Tea Parties leave no sensible person, and sensible is the key because this guy is obviously off his rocker, and there's no doubt about that. There's no word said by the Tea Parties that any sensible person will take to say, bomb a building, go shoot somebody, fly your plane into a building with the IRS. This guy did it. Granted, it's the worst time for the conservative movement for this guy to do it, but this guy did it because he was mad at the IRS. They had taken his life savings, something like $40,000, from two or three different businesses that he started. And from what I've read on MSNBC's website, and that was his main manifesto and his main point for doing it, not the amazing taxation and I hate Obama and, you know, so on and so forth that it can get turned into, but it was the you know, the IRS took my taxes. The IRS did this to me, so I'm going to get back at the IRS. Not the government, per se, but the IRS. And that's, I may be wrong, because I can...
Well, but the IRS is the government.
The IRS is the government, but it's a certain point of the government. He's not blowing up the White House. He's not doing the World Trade Center.
I mean, I think that's a little. I think that's a little bit of parsing. I mean, I think that's a little bit of parsing. I think the IRS is the government. And here's the thing. Here's the thing.
He was mad at the IRS under Bush also.
Well, I understand that. But here's the thing. I'm not saying he's a Republican or a Democrat. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying that to hate the IRS where you're flying a plane into a building. I mean, we both agree that that's crazy. But
yeah,
you're saying that the Tea Party people never said go fly a plane in the IRS building. Okay, well, I agree with you there. But the people who are in the media, who have huge audiences, the Rush Limbaughs, the Sean Hannitys, the Glenn Becks, okay, they have a responsibility to not just not say go bomb a building, right? And they are very smart, right? They are very smart. They are very, very adept. They understand that you don't have to say explicitly to do those kinds of things, but that you can click environment to do that. Let me give you an example. I'll let you respond. Let me give you an example. There are many examples of Pat Buchanan where he says things that are blatantly anti-Semitic, and he will claim, I didn't say I hate Jews. I didn't say I support. He wrote an op-ed, an editorial, a couple weeks ago, where he was effectively defending the Nazis, and then people said, hey, what are you doing? He said, oh, I'm just making a historical argument. You know, my point is that the people in the media, the people who are the leaders of this movement, it's not enough of a defense to say, well, they didn't say explicitly go bomb the building, right? They are manipulators.
Do you really think that Rush or Glenn or especially Sean want people blowing up the buildings? No, they want actual democracy. They want the voting to happen.
No, I don't think that they want them to blow up buildings. But here's what I'm saying. What I'm saying is I don't think that they mind that a side effect, and that's and I'm giving them the benefit of the doubt, that a side effect of what they are putting out there is creating very serious extremism. I don't think, and that's the problem. Well, let me tell you something, Brian. As a broadcaster in my own work, right? I think very hard about what I say and what effects it might have. I don't want people.
They say that it is irresponsible to spend as much as we do, and that this is what our tax dollars are going towards. They're not saying blow up the building.
No. When they call Barack Obama a socialist, and when the Tea Party people get into Hitler, you know. That is not just we're making a critique of tax policy. What's that?
Nancy Pelosi's the Tea Party's the brown shirts.
Have you looked at a Tea Party rally? I mean, Brian, you can't be serious about this. I mean, come on. Look at Glenn Beck's organized Tea Party rally, and you see pictures of Obama being likened to a Nazi, and when you see them calling him some sort of fascist socialist, okay? This is creating, and by the way, that was, again, I want to be clear, that was organized by Glenn Beck. And it's fair to ask the question, what side effects is this having? And the thing is that Glenn Beck doesn't ask that question. Rush Limbaugh doesn't ask that question. Sean Hannity doesn't ask that question. And it's not because they haven't thought of that question. It's because they don't want to ask that question. Because they know if they ask that question, you get uncomfortable answers. They want to create a situation where they can issue up plausible deniability. Hey, I didn't say go bomb the IRS. But I did say that the government's evil, that the country's run by a fascist Nazi, and that the IRS is looking to crush everybody, right? But I didn't say go bomb the IRS. The issue is it, if you listen to their rhetoric, is it an illogical jump for somebody to say, well, if the country's run by a Nazi, and the government is completely evil, and the IRS is trying to effectively run me out of town and run me out of the country, is it logical that I then go attack the IRS? Especially when I've got people like Glenn Beck idealizing the revolution where our own founders rose up? I think it's illogical, but it's fair to ask the question, what kind of culpability does the rhetoric have
for people who take that rhetoric and say, hey, it's a logical jump. Is it that far of a jump? When you really listen to a Rush Limbaugh and a Sean Hannity and a Glenn Beck, sometimes you think it isn't that much of a jump for an extremist to take. I don't condone that jump, obviously. I think it's fair for us to say, what has happened to our political debate in this country to make some people take that jump? That's a fair question. Hey, Brian, thanks for the call. Thanks for the debate. 818 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. It's Fight Club Friday. If you want to take up any issue with me, if you want to take issue with me on anything, feel free to call 303-713-7600. If you want to discuss this plane crash, domestic terrorist attack down in Texas, we can discuss that as well. After the break, we'll fill you in on the Obama-Bennett visit yesterday. John Hickenlooper, nowhere to be found. I wonder why. We'll discuss that and get to your calls after a traffic update with John Turk. All right, Dave. Do you have a lot of traffic going up to the high country today? Getting ready for the ski weekend. A lot of fresh pow up there. So the westbound side is pretty stacked up for us around Floyd Hill. Also, once you get closer to the Eisenhower Tunnel, around the metro, it's a mess, too. Stop and go. Most of the major highways around town due to the wet and slushy roads. C-470 behind westbound side Kipling to Hamden. Also on 25 northbound between Emerson Street and 6th Avenue. Southbounders from Downing Street up around the bend to Yale. Got a crash northbound I-25 at Spear Boulevard. That looks like it's the only highway crash on my radar right now. But there are lots of surface street accidents as well. Your forecast, patchy fog in the AM, mostly cloudy this afternoon. Highs in the mid-30s. Our current downtown temperature, 26 degrees. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Nowadays, when I talk with folks, they know GEICO could save them hundreds on their car insurance. But what they want to know is how GEICO does it. Well, I say, we got tons of great discounts, like good driver discounts, multi-car discounts. And they say, there's no secret formula. And I say, nah, it's just what we do. And then sometimes they say, maybe a talking gecko's a secret. Well, I wouldn't know what to say about that.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Groove. That's bestwayinsulation.com.
We all have a unique groove. What's yours? For your next new or pre-owned car, truck, or SUV, find it at Groove Toyota and Groove Subaru on Broadway. And now Groove Mazda and Groove Ford on Arapahoe. Or visit them at grooveautomotive.com.
Good day, citizens. Stand by for vital financial information from LendingTree.
Urgent. Get a $200,000 fixed loan for just $1,074 a month at LendingTree.com. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, parents, you don't need the latest gizmo slang or clothes to be a perfect parent, because kids in foster care don't need perfection. They need you. For more information on how you can adopt, go to AdoptUsKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.
I don't exist. I'm invisible. Not even a blip on the radar. I'm a stealth roofer. My son, my teenage son, tried to find my roofing business on the internet, and even he couldn't do it. There's just a big hole in the World Wide Web where my company should be. Then it hit me. I should call Dex One. So I dialed 1-877-4-DEX now, and now I'm talking to one of their marketing consultants. Her name is?
This is Sophie.
My son says I need to power up my click-through on my search engine raid. I don't know, something like that. I just need people to find me on the internet.
Well, sure. At Dex One, we can do a lot more than that. We can design a marketing plan that's as unique as your business with a personalized online presence.
Online, I like that.
Specially designed to drive ready-to-buy customers to your site.
That's what I'm talking about. Now, maybe my son will appreciate me for the true internet visionary roofer I truly am.
Well, I...
Yeah, I probably shouldn't push it.
Dex One. Marketing solutions, business results. Take your business up a notch. Call 1-877-4-DEX now.
Let's face it, shopping isn't on your list of favorite activities. But when you're getting great style at a great price, it's a little less like getting a root canal and a little more like getting tickets to the playoffs. This week at the JCPenney Get It All Sale, get Levi's jeans that look perfect at a more than perfect price. The men's store inside JCPenney is the smart place to get in, find it, and get going.
Now through Saturday, get Levi's 514 Slim Straight and 505 Regular Fit for just $32.99 and Levi's 511 Skinny Fit for just $36.99. Style, quality, and price matter. JCPenney.
What this country needs right now is a new bailout, right? Let's put a new tax on something and then send money to people who don't really need it. That'll work. This time, they want to put a new tax on every song played on the radio. And who gets a pile of money? Giant record companies, most of which are in foreign countries. Tell your members of Congress to stop the radio performance tax. That's why the National Association of Broadcasters and this radio station are airing this message. Stop the radio tax.
Do not talk about Fight Club. Second rule of Fight Club is you do not talk about Fight Club.
It is Fight Club Friday here. Take issue with me on anything you want to take issue with me on. 303-713-7600. The right wingers are out in force, at least on our website. You can always instant message us at AM760. We've gotten a couple of instant messages saying, hey, I've seen left-wing terrorism. We saw a lot of that in the 60s and 70s. My response to that is, if you've got to cite events from 50 years ago to make your case about contemporary American politics, if that's the basis of your argument, let me respectfully suggest you go back to the drawing board on your argument. You're going to bring up Bill Ayers from the 1960s? I mean, are you serious? Really? Try to get one brain cell in your head before you make an argument like that. That is absolutely, it's like laughable. Completely, completely laughable to claim that because of what happened in the 1960s. And by the way, I saw right-wing terrorism in the 1960s. You know what it was called? They were called lynch mobs. Yeah, and we don't talk about that. Right, because all you conservatives, all you want to do is go back to the 50s. That's what you keep saying. We want to bring our country back, take our country back to the 50s, the great 50s when lynch mobs were running around killing people. Right, that was what a great time the 50s was. I'm talking about right-wing terrorism here, this domestic terrorist attack yesterday. And I asked the question, of course, the right-wingers getting all crazed about it. Ask the question, does the Department of Homeland Security, which last year said that right-wing terrorism could pose a national security threat, they went crazy back then. Oh, it's terrible. The Obama administration's picking on conservatives. Meanwhile, many Bush administration officials were involved in that Homeland Security report. Now, I wonder if those people are willing to admit that maybe the Department of Homeland Security was onto something. I wonder. Wow. What a shock that there are consequences to a Tea Party movement and a right-wing Republican Party that says the government is all evil, all taxes are evil. It's amazing. Everyone should be shocked that crazy, lunatic, fringe people take that to the extreme. Or should we not be shocked? Should we say, oh, of course this is going to happen. Of course this is going to happen. When you have one American political party, which is organized around the concept that everything the government does is absolutely evil, not just ineffective, but evil, we shouldn't be shocked. Now, before we get back to the phones, just want to fill you in on this Obama visit. The president was here campaigning with Michael Bennett yesterday, raised $675,000 for Michael Bennett. That's a huge haul in that Senate race. Interesting note, John Hickenlooper was not at any of the events. John Hickenlooper apparently greeted the president at the Air Force Base when he landed, but did not appear anywhere near Obama. I wonder if this is more of a shift. Again, Hickenlooper really saying, I don't want to be aligned at all with anything that even vaguely hints of the Democratic Party. I think it was an interesting move yesterday. I didn't expect it, although I'm not surprised by it. We'll go back to the phones, 303-713-7600. Fight Club Friday. Here we go. Matt in Denver. Matt, you're on AM760.
Hey, David. How's it going?
All right.
Hey, I wanted to try and see if I could link together the earlier guest that you had on.
Yes, sir.
Who was talking about basically how we're all isolated and polarized with our computers kind of head there at the end of what he was talking about, right?
Yes, he was talking about how the Internet and how it's become so central in our lives, it kind of keeps us in our own cocoons.
Sure, and also polarized in one way or another, right, left, Republican, Democrat kind of viewpoints and such, right?
That's right.
And then towards the end of his conversation, he was saying that basically the money infrastructure that we live in was created 600 years ago, right?
Mm-hmm, right.
Okay, and then you said right before he left, it's always darkest before the dawn. And now, I guess a couple questions I would have for you is, A, what did you mean by that?
What I mean is, he said how he asked the question: how bad do things have to get before people realize that they can take that we can improve major parts of our society? And
okay.
that's the cliche that's always used to describe that is, it's always worst before it gets better. It's always darkest before the dawn.
Absolutely, and so here's how I want to link this together with this domestic attack or whatever. Basically, you know, when Bush was in office, the left or Democrats were demonized by Homeland Security. Oh, these peace-loving hippies might do something. We better watch them. That's what Homeland Security was saying, right?
No. Actually,
or they might revolt, or crowd control.
The Department of Homeland Security was never really saying that. There was a question of whether security resources were being used to infiltrate anti-war groups. That was happening. But to my knowledge, and I could be wrong, but to my knowledge, the Department of Homeland Security never issued a formal report saying anti-war activists, as an example.
Can you see where I'm going with this, though? Basically, I'm saying, okay, so when the left's in power, the right comes out and says, you know, the government's bad, right? And then so when the left's in power...
I completely disagree, Matt. That is not what the left... That is not what leaders on the left, that is not what any... Look, there's fringe on
really?
Either side. Yes, no. Whoa. Here's the thing, Matt. No. The difference is, and I know what you're trying to do, and it's a nice little trick, but you're gonna get busted here
okay.
in the AM 760
Great.
Progressive awesome. Dojo. I'm going to tell you how you're going to get busted.
Okay.
You didn't hear the Rush Limbaughs or the Glenn Becks, the media leaders and the movement leaders of the so-called left. And by the way, I think the left is so weak in this country, it's hard for me to even sit there's an American left, but that's an aside. My point is, you didn't hear them saying the government is evil. You didn't hear them saying that the institution of the government as a concept is evil. You didn't hear the left saying that taxes as a concept are evil. What you heard was a critique of the administration in power.
Yeah, but
you didn't hear, and that is a difference between what you hear from the Tea Party people, who, by the way, reiterate that they are not. They claim we're not talking about the Democrats or Republicans. We're saying the government as an entire institution, as a concept, as an idea, is evil. That is very different.
Okay, and so linking it back to your guest and how you said it was always darkest before the dawn. Are you saying right now that with this current administration that it's dark politically, financially, the constructs of our system?
Matt, here's what you got to do, man. Do me a favor. Next time you call up, you got to listen to what we're talking about in the interview. We were talking about a separate issue. We were talking about the internet's effect on individuals in their communication. We were not talking about the Democrats or the Republicans. We were not talking about governmental institutions. We were talking about people's awareness of what the internet was doing to their own psychology. And our guest, Doug Rushkoff, was saying you'd hope that if this continues, the piece that he reported on PBS Frontline, if the negative effects of what he reported on get any worse, you'd hope that people have a realization about what's going on. So do me a favor next time, Matt. Listen to the interview that you're commenting on before calling the show. I hate to sound like a jerk, but I don't like when people waste the audience's time and waste my time. No thanks for your call. 8:31 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. It's Fight Club Friday. If you want to take up any issue with me at all, we'll take your calls. 303-713-7600. We're also going to start drinking beer in our next segment. Joining us is going to be Asher Brewery, an organic brewery. We're going to continue taking your calls on Fight Club Friday, discussing this domestic terrorist attack. Up next, I will also, I want to go over this Denver Post editorial about the public option. Did the Denver Post completely contradict itself, or is it just me? We'll fill you in on that. Take your calls on Fight Club Friday after a traffic update with John Turk.
Dave, we do have a crash northbound I-25 at Spear Boulevard. Small delays back around 17th, so it's really not that bad. Things are starting to loosen up a little bit, but the drive has been a treacherous one all around the metro due to the slushy conditions. The ramps have been slick as well. Do want you to be careful. Several surface street accidents out there as well. Slow spots right now, westbound C-470 in Littleton, starting at Kipling all the way up past Hamden. Northbound 25 from Emerson Street to 6th Avenue, and on eastbound 270 between 25 and Vasquez. Up in the high country, it's also slick in spots between basically Floyd Hill all the way up past Eagle. A lot of traffic going westbound, too, for the big ski weekend. Your forecast... Patchy fog early, making way for cloudy skies. A high of 34, right now 26 in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Arapahoe Basin has great mid-season deals on lift tickets, season passes, snow sports lessons, and more. During the Olympics, A-Basin will be offering discounts when the U.S. wins medals in alpine events. For these deals and more, go to the Hot Deals page at ArapahoeBasin.com.
Live from Progressive.
Flo here. Today we're talking about
savings.
Hey, Flo, I'd love to save on my car insurance, but I don't know where to start.
You start right here. We'll compare our Progressive Direct rate to other top companies so you get a great price.
You do that for me?
Just for you and everyone else.
Everyone!
While you're online, check out Progressive.com today for a free quote. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Prices vary based on how you buy. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations.
It's me, Mr. TV, and speaking on behalf of the TVs in many good homes today, I'm asking you for some digital love from Comcast. I'm talking about the Comcast Digital TV Package, and you're going to love the price. $29.99 a month for 6 months for the digital channels that every TV wants. Plus, listen to this, you're going to love free HBO for 6 months. That's all 8 channels of HBO and HBO On Demand, including the premiere of the new war epic, The Pacific. You'll get Discovery, Food Network, Altitude, Fox Sports, and Animal Planet, plus your local channels and video on demand for just $29.99 a month for 6 months. And did I mention free HBO for 6 months? It's a great deal of TV. Call 1-800-COMCAST by Sunday, March 7th. Your TV will thank you.
Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Limited to new residential customers. After promotional period, regular rates apply. Equipment, taxes, and franchise fees extra. Call Comcast for details.
Do you really think old batteries are the same, or do you think one stands out from the rest? The Duracell Copper Top. And while you get what you pay for, usually holds true. Now with Duracell, you can actually get more than you pay for. Because now the most popular packs of our AA and AAAs give you 20% more batteries for the same price. After all, when it comes to good value, it just has to work. Always reliable, always efficient. Duracell Smart Power. Trusted everywhere.
Obesity is a serious problem. If you're concerned about your weight, you may call the number at the end of this message for a free weight loss trial. We are the Foundation for Healthier Living, and we can help you start losing weight for free. But because obesity is a serious problem, we're only evaluating serious weight loss inquiries on a first-come, first-served basis. If you are concerned about your health and are serious about losing weight, you may call now for a free 2-week trial. Call 1-800-500-8094. Developed for people looking to lose 30 pounds or more, our program can help anyone lose weight regardless of body type or ability to exercise. Based on years of research and testing, we guarantee satisfaction. If you don't lose the weight, you never pay for the product. Again, if you are not serious about losing weight, please do not call. Only serious inquiries will qualify for the free weight loss trial. Call the Foundation for Healthier Living at 1-800-500-8094. That's 1-800-500-8094.
Now at the Home Depot, save an instant $50 to $250 on in-stock bath products. Brands like Kohler and Moen. Just spend $500 or more to update your bathroom. And remodel your thinking, too. Because by putting your savings back into your project, you can afford an even nicer bathroom. If you hurry in today for an instant savings of up to $250. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Through February 28th, U.S. only. See store for details.
Chevy Truck Month with 0% APR financing for qualified buyers on every full-size pickup. And they come with a 5-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty, whichever comes first. Length of contract limited, not available with other offers. See dealer for details. Take delivery by March 1st, 2010.
Well, beer, we've had some great times. When I was 17, I drank some very good beer.
It's 8:36 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. We're starting our Friday beer drinking just a little bit early because we're going to be going live to Tiger Woods' press conference at 9. I have to come up with a drinking game during Tiger Woods' press conference. Turk, if you can come up with
I
one.
I think I got one, Dave.
What is it?
I think if we have a sip for every time he says the word family and sorry.
There you go.
I mean, how about family, friends, and sorry?
I think we'll be like on the floor by the if we do that.
I know, I don't think it's going to be a long press conference, but if we, you know, if we had one little sip every time he said that by about 9:05, we might be on the floor.
Yes, we really might be within 5 minutes. That's it. That's exactly right. All right, joining us in studio is Steve Turner from Asher Brewing Company. They're Colorado's first all organic brewery. We're going to taste some beers and talk about what an organic beer. What that really means. But before we do that, we're gonna still take your calls. We're taking your calls on Fight Club Friday. If you want to take up any issue that you want to take up with me, you want to criticize me for anything. And the topic of the day, of course, has been my take on the terrorist attack down in Texas. I believe that this should make us ask the question, what is the right-wing political rhetoric in this country, the Tea Party people, the hardcore right-wing Republican Party, what kind of political scorched earth are they creating in this country? Are they culpable for creating a political environment that some extremists, anti-government extremists, are taking to the extreme? What do you think about that? 303-713-7600. And feel free again to, if you want to criticize me for anything that we've discussed all week, not just today. It's Fight Club Friday. And in the 9 a.m. hour after Tiger Woods' press conference, we will take your nominations for Schmuck of the Week. You can also instant message in Schmuck of the Week nominations as well. And we've been getting a bunch of your instant messages, and we will get to them before we get to the phones and before we get to Asher Brewing. I just want to point this out to you because it came across the transom yesterday. The Denver Post wrote an editorial saying Bennett doesn't get the message. And this editorial criticizes Michael Bennett for calling for a 51-vote reconciliation vote on the public option, something that I support. Now, why do I say that's strange? Because the Denver Post is kind of right of center. Well, I say it's strange because I thought I remembered, and I've checked it out, I'm right. On August 23rd, 2009, I seem to remember a Denver Post editorial with the headline, "Public option is critical to reform. Without strong competition from the insurance industry, the health care overhaul we need will fall far short of the mark." So you see the Denver Post kind of playing a game, right? The editorial board saying, oh, we don't want Michael Bennett to push for such a confrontational process to pass a policy that we ourselves have issued an editorial saying we support. This is the stupid and silly game of politics in our country, where the pundit class often has more of an interest in the sport of politics, the process of politics, rather than the actual policy. From my perspective, I don't care how they pass a public option. I just want a public option. And I think that's where most people are, especially when you read the recent poll about the public option here in Colorado. So I just wanted to flag that for you if you had read the Denver Post editorial yesterday. Okay, as I mentioned, in studio with us now is Steve Turner from Asher Brewing Company, and we're going to get your phone calls in just a sec, 303-713-7600. Asher Brewing Company, Colorado's first all-organic brewery. What does organic brewing mean as opposed to regular brewing?
Organic brewing is making beer with ingredients that aren't grown with chemical insecticides, herbicides, fertilizers. It's cleaner, and better ingredients make better beer.
How long have you guys been doing this? I mean, if you're the first one, and I should ask, why do you think in a state like Colorado, where I think some people, there's certainly a population that values organic food and organic made stuff, why are you the first one to be doing it?
That's a good question. When we got into this, we started to ask ourselves, why hasn't someone had an organic brewery in Colorado before, especially Boulder? So we took the niche.
So it was just out there, and nobody had filled it. And again, you can find their website, asherbrewing.com, asherbrewing.com. They are at 4699 Nautilus Court in Boulder and are open Tuesday through Friday from 4 to 8 p.m. and on Saturday and Sunday from 2 to 7. Okay, Steve is going to crack open a beer, the first beer, and we're going to take your calls now, 303-713-7600, and we're going to try to experiment with doing Fight Club and drinking beer at the same time. Let's go to the phones in the order that they were received. We will go to Victor in Arvada. Victor, you're on AM 760.
Yes, I just want to know if what you're saying. I'm a Republican, conservative, joined the party in 1977, so that's where I stand, that's where I sit. And if what you're saying about what happened in Texas yesterday is Well, I don't think it has any bearing on the truth. But aren't you upset with the fact that the Obama administration, that this happened under his watch? Is this not another example of the incompetence to protect America?
No. And the answer is this. If it was George Bush, I would say the same thing. If George Bush was president, I wouldn't say that I would be upset with him for failing to secure the country, because there are certain things that you can just never prevent. I know the Republican Party and right-wing extremists would have us believe that if we create a complete police state, that we can prevent every and all terrorist crime and attacks in this country. But I've never heard anybody say that there's any way to stop somebody from, let's say, walking into a subway station and blowing themselves up, from flying a plane, a small private plane, into a building. Nice try, Victor. Good try, but we're going to gong you out of here. Thanks for your call. Let's go to Brian in Denver. Brian, you're on AM760.
Hey, good morning, David.
Morning.
You know, I was listening to your show this morning, and the question I've got, you know, just to be fair, you know, you asked this question of whether the right wing or the talk shows are responsible for what happened yesterday.
No, I want to correct you. I'm going to let you go on, but I'm not saying, because that's the way it'll be distorted. I'm not saying that Rush Limbaugh is responsible, for instance, for this. What I'm asking is whether they are responsible for creating a political environment where this kind of thing is more likely to happen. So I don't think Rush Limbaugh called the guy up and said, you know, go do this, right? I don't think that. I'm not saying that happened.
I understand the distinction. But, you know, you know what happened with Amy Bishop. The question to you, is it just as fair to ask the question whether, you know, the turning tide politically, the desperation on the left, was a factor in Amy Bishop's rampage last week?
I don't see that because what I see in the Amy Bishop case, and that was the case of the woman who went who basically went postal at her workplace because she didn't get tenure. I see somebody who was frustrated, who went postal. I know that some people who work at the Postal Service, I know they don't like that term, and I'm sorry, it's a vernacular. I'm not. You know, we know what going postal means. It's being frustrated at your workplace. I don't think that was a political crime in the same sense that this was a political attack. I mean, this is an attack down in Texas where the attacker literally attacked a government building.
Right.
But you're
pointing to his political viewpoint.
No.
I'm saying that Amy Bishop had a political viewpoint.
What I'm saying is the nature of the crime, the nature of the attack. Here's the thing. Everybody's got political views, right? No matter who you are, you've got a political view on something, right? And there are every criminal, everybody who does any crime has a political view. Not every crime is political in nature, right? There are crimes of passion. There's crimes of, you know, I need money, so I stole the money. There's, you know, I was frustrated at work, so I mowed down people at my work. This guy left a note and attacked a government building. And he left a note with an explicitly political message. The way I read the Bishop case is that, from what we know now, she was ticked off that she didn't get a promotion. Now, she may have had political views separate to that, but she didn't leave a note saying, I'm going after these people because they're right-wingers, right? She wanted a promotion. She didn't get it. She went nuts. I'm not absolving it at all. It's just not, to me, I don't read that as a political crime like I read a guy who flies a plane into a government building and leaves a manifesto saying he's doing it explicitly for political reasons, to send a political message.
David, though, but there are people on the left and there are people on the right who are upset about taxation in this country. You know, so you can say that it's the right wing radio hosts that are talking more about that issue, because you know the administration, the current administration is pushing for higher taxes. So higher taxes
on people over $250,000 a year. I agree with that. And there's a legitimate way. Wait a minute, hold on. But you've made your point. And there's a legitimate way to talk about taxes, and there's not a legitimate way to talk about taxes. There's a legitimate way to talk about, you just talked legitimately about taxes. There's a legitimate way to talk about the role of government, and there's not a legitimate way to talk about the role of government. I submit to you that what we have seen in the last year, much of the rhetoric
goes into the realm of illegitimate. I'm a First Amendment guy. People have a right to say it. That's fine. But they don't have a right to say that we can't look at the consequences of what they're saying. And I think in the last year, we have seen a critique of, oh, I don't like this tax rate this high, and I think the government's not right to be in this role, to an entire argument, a Tea Party movement, that is all about saying the government as a whole is evil, that taxes as a concept are evil. And I think that's what's happened in the last year. And I think to deny that, frankly, is to deny reality. Hey, thanks for the call. All right, we're going to try some beer now here. We've got Asher Brewing Company in studio. You can find their website, asherbrewing.com. They're Colorado's first organic brewery. And we've got Steve Turner in studio. All right, Steve, what are we going to try first?
We're going to try the Tree Hugger Amber here.
Okay, what kind of beer? So it's an amber beer. What should we? What makes this distinct, if you will?
This is a German alt style. It's going to be malty, smooth, drinkable, with a real delicate hop character to it.
You know what I like about this? It's not. It doesn't overpower you. It's kind of. I wouldn't call it lighter. And I should ask what? It's an. We talked about it being organic. Does the beer end up in your mind end up tasting any different, or is it just you think the beer tastes better?
I think it tastes cleaner.
It tastes cleaner. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, and do you get the organic material? I mean, it must be a whole process for you when you buy the materials. I mean, what kind of due diligence do you do with the people that you buy from?
We're required for our organic certification that we're in the final stages of getting to get organic certificates from all of our vendors, keep all of our invoices, keep non-organic ingredients separate, which is really easy since we're all organic.
Right.
We use one non-organic hop that's not available organically.
Right. And that's it must be. I mean, this whole thing, I got to tell you something. And people call up the show a lot. We talk about organic stuff. You know, there's a lot of greenwashing in the country at large where people try to say, oh, we're organic or we're organic, but we're not certified, or this is organic in nature, organic ingredients. You guys make a pitch that you are all completely organic. I mean, that's the niche for you guys.
Yes.
Yeah, that's the niche. Again, you can find Asher Brewing's website, asherbrewing.com. We're trying the amber, and
it's
as
really
I said,
good, Dave.
It is really good.
Alt beer. I love alt beer. So how
does alt beer refer to, by the way?
Can you tell them that, Steve?
Yeah, that's the it's a German word. It means old. It's the old ale from before the lager revolution.
Oh.
It survived, so it must have been good.
I don't know the history of beer that much. I was just asking my brother what's the difference between a lager and an ale. What is the difference between a lager?
It's the yeast.
It's the yeast.
There's ale yeast and lager yeast.
Different kinds of yeast.
Two different kinds.
Gotcha. And this is the alt lager. And I tell you something, it is lighter. I'm not Turk. I know I'm a hophead, but this
like
is
that the name of it, to the Tree Hugger Amber.
I know it's pretty cool.
Mm.
And I said Turk, I know I'm a hophead, and that hophead sort of implies that you want to be overpowered with flavor. But
right.
This has got what do we call it? Poundability.
Drinkability. And poundability.
Drinkability and poundability.
Slamability.
Yeah, slam. Guzzleability. Again,
exactly.
It's Asher Brewing, asherbrewing.com. We're taking your calls. Fight Club Friday. If you want to take up any issue with me, you want to criticize me for anything, bring it on. Now is your chance. You can also instant message us, am760.net. Click over to the David Sirota page. We'll read some of your instant messages next. Also, check on the David Sirota page, my debate on MSNBC with a guy at the CPAC conference yesterday. What a, I'm not going to use the word, but you should just check out the interview. The guy, the right-winger I debated, was really a piece of work. Up next, we'll fill you in on a couple of stories from that Highlands Ranch pot bust. It may set now, according to the Denver Post, a federal precedent. We'll also take your calls. And remember, at 9, the Tiger Woods press conference live, and then we will take your nominations for Schmuck of the Week. All of that after a traffic update with John Turner.
All right, Dave, we're still just working this one crash in the cleanup phase. Northbound I-25 at Spear Boulevard. Delays going into downtown for the northbounders. Basically from Emerson Street all the way to the side of that crash. Southbound, going to be a struggle from 48th past Spear, again from Downing Street up around to Yale in the high country. A lot of traffic going westbound on I-70 this morning. Starting to see it really at Floyd Hill, also near the Eisenhower Tunnel. It is slick in spots on 70 between basically C-470 all the way up into Eagle County. Your forecast today, patchy fog in the AM, mostly cloudy this afternoon with highs in the mid-30s. Light snow possible after midnight. Night and more snow on Saturday evening into Sunday morning, just about 2 to 4 inches this weekend. Our current downtown temperature, 27 degrees. John Turk, AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Chevy Truck Month with 0% APR financing for qualified buyers on every full-size pickup, and they come with a 5-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty, whichever comes first. Length of contract limited, not available with other offers. See dealer for details. Take delivery by March 1st, 2010.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. First up at auction, we have here a very rare Ming vase from the Ming Dynasty. We will start the bidding at free. Do I hear free?
Free? I'll take it.
Sold to the young lady in the front row for $0.
Wait.
Free is better. Do your simple federal return for free at TurboTax.com. It's free to prepare, free to print, and free to e-file. No wonder TurboTax is the most trusted brand of tax software. Visit TurboTax.com today. Choose easy. Trusted brand claim based on survey July 2009.
Come to the Tanner Gun Show this weekend at the Denver Merchandise Mart. With nearly twice as much merchandise as any other show in Colorado, you'll find an unbelievable selection and prices on guns, knives, ammo, and a huge assortment of outdoor gear. From antiques and collectibles to the latest technologies, we've got it all. We're your one-stop shop. Why go anywhere else? Save time, save money. That's the Tanner Gun Show this Saturday and Sunday at the Denver Merchandise Mart at I-25 and 58th Avenue. Concealed carry permit classes available at the show. Go to TannerGunShow.com.
Ladies, do you know why you have thinning hair? Because as you get older, you lose hair faster than you grow it. So your hair just keeps getting thinner and thinner. 50% of all women experience hair loss due to stress, aging, hormonal changes, even diet. If you're one of them, you can help regrow thinning hair with a revolutionary breakthrough called Keranique. And for a limited time, you can try it free. Just call 1-800-400-2523 in the next 10 minutes. Keranique is specifically formulated and pH balanced for women. And it's sulfate-free, which means it's safe for color-treated hair. Keranique's key ingredient is FDA-approved and clinically proven to help regrow hair, improve texture and thickness, and stop premature hair loss, so you can finally have the fuller, healthier-looking hair you couldn't have before. Have the hair you've always dreamed of. Try Keranique risk-free when you call in the next 10 minutes. If lines are busy, please try again. Get your free trial at 1-800-400-2523. 1-800-400-2523.
Attention! If you're attempting to lose weight, please stay tuned for an important opportunity. In a 6-month clinical study, participants lost an average of 30 pounds without changing their eating habits or routine. Now, Sensa is conducting a market trial in this listening area. If you're trying to lose weight, you are eligible to try Sensa free for 30 days. Call 1-800-377-9636 now to request your free trial. Participation in this free trial does not require any dieting, pills, or change in lifestyle. In fact, we only ask that you continue your current eating habits. Just use clinically proven Sensa, the same weight loss breakthrough you've seen on Extra, Dateline NBC, and America's Newsroom. Results are guaranteed. If you want to lose weight, you are eligible to participate in this market trial. Sensa has not yet been released to stores, so for your 30-day free trial, you must call this number now. 1-800-377-9636. That's 1-800-377-9636.
I want my brain back. I want all those book titles and telephone numbers back where I can find them. I want to remember people's names when I run into them. And I want to stop forgetting where I put my keys and glasses. Yeah. I want my brain back. That's why I want Neurostin.
Neurostin is a scientific breakthrough with proven ingredients that can dramatically improve your mental sharpness and concentration and help you regain your focus. Call in the next 10 minutes for a free supply. 1-800-700-0107. Neurostin's all-natural ingredients help dramatically improve your focus and mental clarity and clear up frustrating brain fog. You could feel as sharp as you did years ago. See for yourself. Try it risk-free now. If you want to get your brain back, call in the next 10 minutes to try all-natural Neurostin before you buy it. Supplies are limited, so get your free trial now at 1-800-700-0107. The number again is 1-800-700-0107.
8:55 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. We're drinking beer from Asher Brewing Company. You can find their website, asherbrewing.com. They're Colorado's first organic brewery. In studio with us is Steve Turner. Steve, how long have you been brewing beer? How many folks work at the brewery? What should people know about the brewery?
There's only two of us in the brewery.
Yes.
Chris Asher, my partner, myself. We're both ex-worker bees, professional brewers. We've got over 20 years combined experience in the industry here in Colorado.
So it's a real startup.
It is.
It's a real startup, and we applaud you for it. We not just applaud you for it, we're toasting you to it. We're drinking the amber right now. We're going to go back to the phones now. It's Fight Club Friday. Remember about Fight Club Friday? The whole key.
First rule of Fight Club is you do not talk about Fight Club. Second rule of Fight Club is you do not talk about Fight Club.
So here we go. We're going to open up the phones. Just take your best shot. Here we go. Cindy, Allison, and Jody, and Jim, we're going to try to get to all of you if I can, so make it quick. Cindy in Lakewood. Cindy, you're on AM 760.
Hi. I'm just
you got me so riled up this morning, I don't even know where to begin to start. I decided I wasn't going to listen to you anymore because of your line of thinking. You think that everybody's wrong. You're always the right one. I don't know why people...
I don't think that's true, Cindy, because I do take people, I ask them to nominate me as Schmuck of the Week.
I think
you want to nominate me as Schmuck of the Week?
Absolutely.
All right. We got one nomination for Sirota as Schmuck of the Week from Cindy.
Yes.
Okay.
Anyway, you guys, because of your line of thinking, you guys get so many people riled up in this country. There is so much...
Who's you guys,
hate.
Cindy?
My line
of thinking gets people riled
up. You're preaching, and, you know, your ugliness and hatred.
What specifically? Why don't you give me some specifics, Cindy?
Well, immediately, I mean, just because that guy crashed a plane in yesterday to... You know that it's all of a sudden it's right wing and those light of people. And
okay, Cindy. So we shouldn't read what he said. We shouldn't read his anti-tax screed. We shouldn't read his anti-tax screed. Let me ask you, Cindy. If he was Muslim, would you be calling up the show saying we got to round up all Muslims? Guess what? I bet you would. Thanks for the call, Allison in Colorado Springs. Allison, you're on AM 760. Hello, Allison.
Springs, you know, is pretty right wing.
Yes, ma'am.
And I'm not. I ran for office here a couple times, and what you're saying is absolutely right. I think the difference between the way you and I see things is that when you are adept to what's going on around you, you know, intimately and personally and in your circle, and you pay attention and you have that level of awareness, you can make that relation to what the media is doing to shape our perceptions and our beliefs. But when you're narrowly focused, like a lot of the, you know, the real crazy right-wing conservatives are, they have that disconnect.
Now, Allison, they have a disconnect. I think you're right, and I think it goes back to Douglas Rushkoff's point at the beginning of the show, which is that a lot of right-wingers are caught in their own echo chamber. There's such a big echo chamber in the right-wing media that you can stay in there and be completely insulated in that bubble and not realize how completely out of touch and completely extreme that bubble really is. Hey, thanks for the call. All right, Jody in Denver. Jody, you got 30 seconds. Fire away.
Oh, I think you're doing a good job, so keep up the good work.
Hey, thanks. I really appreciate that because I just got nominated for Schmuck of the Week. So once in a while, I do appreciate it when the occasional listener calls up and says that. Hey, Jody, have a great day. Thanks again for that.
You're welcome.
8:59 here on AM 760. All right, up next, Tiger Woods' live press conference. We're going to be drinking more beer from Asher Brewing Company and taking your nominations for Schmuck of the Week.
A lot of ways you can stay connected to us. You can listen to AM 760 on your iPhone, BlackBerry, and AM760.net.
Live streaming courtesy of Pianos and Pianos.
AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk, and AM760.net. Stay connected. Turn to the left with AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder, and AM760.net.
Here on AM 760, we're waiting for Tiger Woods' press conference to begin. It is Fight Club Friday. Remember this?
First rule of Fight Club is you do not talk about Fight Club. Second rule of Fight Club is you do not talk about Fight Club.
We are drinking Asher Brewing Company's beer, organic beer. In studio with us is Steve Turner. It's Friday. That's why we're having a kicking back with the drink. We'll take your calls. We're waiting for Tiger Woods' press conference to start, so we will take your calls. And if I got to cut off a caller because we want to get to Tiger Woods' press conference live, I will do that. All right, Steve Turner from Asher Brewing Company is going to pour us. What do you got on? What else you got with us? We've been drinking the amber. What are we drinking now?
This is the Green Monster Strong Ale, English style strong ale.
Okay, so he's going to pour that for us. We're going to go to the phones here. Jim in Denver. Jim, remember, if I cut you off, it's only because we're going to Tiger Woods. What's up, man?
Yes, Jim. I don't. You probably don't have much time for me to talk here, but I just think that the guy was just making a statement that ran into the building. I don't think he was trying to be that political, but he was just very upset. And I just don't think it'd be fair to brand, you know, so-called right wing, you know, nut, you know, because that could possibly be the left wing too. You know what I mean? It's not, it could go, it's probably, but even though that's not really the total issue, I just think people are very, very upset with taxes that have gone out of control.
Yeah, well, except that, all right, Jim, thanks for the call. We got to go to Tiger Woods' press conference.
Thank you for joining me.
Many of you in this room are my friends. Many in this room know me. Many of you have cheered for me, or you worked with me, or you supported me. Now, every one of you has good reason to be critical of me. I want to say to each of you, simply and directly, I am deeply sorry for my irresponsible and selfish behavior I engaged in. I know people want to find out how I could be so selfish and so foolish. People want to know how I could have done these things to my wife, Elin, and to my children. And while I have always tried to be a private person, there are some things I want to say. Elin and I have started the process of discussing the damage caused by my behavior. As Elin pointed out to me, my real apology to her will not come in the form of words. It will come from my behavior over time. We have a lot to discuss. And however, what we say to each other will remain between the two of us. I am also aware of the pain my behavior has caused to those of you in this room. I have let you down. And I've let down my fans. For many of you, my behavior has been a personal disappointment. To those of you who work for me, I have let you down personally and professionally. My behavior has caused considerable worry to my business partners. To everyone involved in my foundation, including my staff, board of directors, sponsors, and most importantly, the young students we reach, our work is more important than ever. 13 years ago, my dad and I envisioned helping young people achieve their dreams through education. This work remains unchanged and will continue to grow. From the Learning Center students in Southern California to the Earl Wood Scholars in Washington, D.C., millions of kids have changed their lives, and I am dedicated to making sure that continues. But still, I know it disappointed all of you. I have made you question who I am and how I could have done the things I did. I'm embarrassed that I have put you in this position. For all that I have done, I am so sorry. I have a lot to atone for, but there's one issue I really want to discuss. Some people have speculated that Elin somehow hurt or attacked me on Thanksgiving night. It angers me that people would fabricate a story like that. Elin never hit me that night or any other night. There has never been an episode of domestic violence in our marriage, ever. Elin has shown enormous grace and poise throughout this ordeal. Elin deserves praise, not blame. The issue involved here was my repeated irresponsible behavior. I was unfaithful. I had affairs. I cheated. What I did is not acceptable, and I am the only person to blame. I stopped living by the core values that I was taught to believe in. I knew my actions were wrong, but I convinced myself that normal rules didn't apply. I never thought about who I was hurting. Instead, I thought only about myself. I ran straight through the boundaries that a married couple should live by. I thought I could get away with whatever I wanted to. I felt that I had worked hard my entire life and deserved to enjoy all the temptations around me. I felt I was entitled. Thanks to money and fame, I didn't have to go far to find them. I was wrong. I was foolish. I don't get to play by different rules. The same boundaries that apply to everyone apply to me. I brought this shame on myself. I hurt my wife, my kids, my mother, my wife's family, my friends, my foundation, and kids all around the world who admired me. I've had a lot of time to think about what I've done. My failures have made me look at myself in a way I never wanted to before. It's now up to me to make amends, and that starts by never repeating the mistakes I've made. It's up to me to start living a life of integrity. I once heard, and I believe it's true, it's not what you achieve in life that matters. It's what you overcome. Achievements on the golf course are only part of setting an example. Character and decency are what really count. Parents used to point to me as a role model for their kids. I owe all those families a special apology. I want to say to them that I am truly sorry. It's hard to admit that I need help, but I do. For 45 days, from the end of December to early February, I was in inpatient therapy, receiving guidance for the issues I'm facing. I have a long way to go, but I've taken my first steps in the right direction. As I proceed, I understand people have questions. I understand the press wants to ask me for the details of the times I was unfaithful. I understand people want to know whether Elon and I will remain together. Please know that as far as I'm concerned, every one of these questions and answers is a matter between Elon and me. These are issues between a husband and a wife. Some people have made up things that never happened. They said I used performance-enhancing drugs. This is completely and utterly false. Some have written things about my family. Despite the damage I have done, I still believe it is right to shield my family from the public spotlight. They did not do these things. I did. I have always tried to maintain a private space for my wife and children. They have been kept separate from my sponsors, my commercial endorsements. When my children were born, we only released photographs so that the paparazzi could not chase them. However, my behavior doesn't make it right for the media to follow my 2.5-year-old daughter to school and report the school's location. They staked out my wife and they pursued my mom. Whatever my wrongdoings, for the sake of my family, please leave my wife and kids alone. I recognize I have brought this on myself. And I know, above all, I am the one who needs to change. I owe to my family to become a better person. I owe to those closest to me to become a better man. That's where my focus will be. I have a lot of work to do, and I intend to dedicate myself to doing it. Part of following this path, for me, is Buddhism, which my mother taught me at a young age. People probably don't realize it, but I was raised a Buddhist, and I actively practiced my faith from childhood until I drifted away from it in recent years. Buddhism teaches that a craving for things outside ourselves causes an unhappy and pointless search for security. It teaches me to stop following every impulse and to learn restraint. Obviously, I lost track of what I was taught. As I move forward, I will continue to receive help because I've learned that's how people really do change. Starting tomorrow, I will leave for more treatment and more therapy. I would like to thank my friends at Accenture and the players in the field this week for understanding why I'm making these remarks today. In therapy, I've learned the importance of looking at my spiritual life and keeping in balance with my professional life. I need to regain my balance and be centered so I can say the things that are most important to me, my marriage and my children. That also means relying on others for help. I've learned to seek support from my peers in therapy, and I hope someday to return that support to others who are seeking help. I do plan to return to golf one day. I just don't know when that day will be. I don't rule out that it will be this year. When I do return, I need to make my behavior more respectful of the game. In recent weeks, I have received many thousands of emails, letters, and phone calls from people expressing good wishes. To everyone who has reached out to me and my family, thank you. Your encouragement means the world to Elon and me. I want to thank the PGA Tour, Commissioner Fincham, and the players for their patience and understanding while I work on my private life. I look forward to seeing my fellow players on the course. Finally, there are many people in this room, and there are many people at home who believed in me. Today, I want to ask for your help. I ask you to find room in your heart to one day believe in me again. Thank you.
That was Tiger Woods, his press conference, him saying basically that there was an expectation that he might be getting back into golf, but he's saying he didn't seem to indicate that he's getting back into golf. Instead, he seemed to indicate the exact opposite. There it is. I don't really know what to say. I'm sure a lot of people have thoughts on that as well. It's Fight Club Friday here on AM 760.
And Dave, if I can just kind of give a scene setter, he's kind of walking around the room hugging his family members now too and talking with the
it's
media.
Kind of a bizarre, man. I gotta be honest. It's a little bizarre to just sort of give a statement, I'm sorry, and then see you later.
Yeah.
But
No questions.
And it is.
I mean, hey, at least 3 months later he comes out of silence.
Yeah, I guess at least he said he was sorry.
You know, but the one thing, leave his wife alone. She didn't do anything, you know. I mean, seriously, just leave Elon alone.
Yeah,
media.
Yeah. I think
I hate the paparazzi.
If I get rid of one thing,
it'd probably be them.
I do agree with that. I do think you're right. Like, that was one point that sort of stuck out there. All right, 9:16 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Nominations for Schmuck of the Week. I'm guessing some people are going to nominate Tiger Woods as Schmuck of the Week. Some people have already nominated me for Schmuck of the Week. It's also Fight
Ernie Club. Martinez gets my vote.
Ernie Martinez. Turk will tell you about why he's nominating Ernie Martinez after the break. And remember, it's also Fight Club Friday. If you want to just take me on any issue at all, go right ahead. And in studio with us is Asher Brewing Company, Colorado's first and only organic brewing company. So we are drinking their... what's this one again?
The Green Monster.
The Green Monster. This is a fan. This is. I'll be straight with you. I like this better than the Amber. Although this is more my style. It's very well. It's 10% alcohol. So you gotta sip it a little carefully.
Yeah,
there.
The 10% alcohol that makes it your style.
Yeah, that makes it my style. Wow. I've told a little too much information. All right, 917-303-713-7600. Nominations for Schmuck of the Week. If you want to take me on in Fight Club Friday on any issue that we've discussed all week, the topic of the day, the plane crash down the plane attack down in Texas, does it and should it make us ask questions about whether right-wing anti-government extremism in this country is creating a toxic political climate? I think so. What do you think? 303-713-7600. We'll get to it after a traffic update with John Turk.
Thank you, David. We do have some small traffic jams around town, but for the most part, it has cleared up. Northbound I-25 between Emerson Street Bridge and 6th Avenue, a problem spot. Same deal westbound I-70 between Evergreen Parkway and Beaver Brook. A lot of traffic going up into the high country today. A big ski weekend coming up. A lot of fresh pow. You will run into some patchy ice and slushy spots on 70 between basically C-470 all the way up into Eagle County. Our forecast today, patchy fog early, making way for cloudy skies. Look for high 34, right now 27 in Denver. John Turk, AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
The following is the voice of someone who reported software piracy to the Business Software Alliance. How was it working with the BSA?
Very simple, very easy, completely confidential. I think the whole phone call maybe took 5 minutes. They just asked a few general questions, and from there they sort of took everything over on their own.
Report software piracy confidentially, and you may be eligible for rewards of up to $1 million. Visit www.nopiracy.com. Otherwise, call 1-888-NO-PIRACY. Also, you can use Bing or Google and simply input BSA.
Winter driving, it's just not normal. When there's ice and snow, take it slow. Along with slippery streets and highways, huge snow plows are often out there trying to keep the roads clear. Snow plows are large and powerful, maneuver slowly, and plow far and wide, very wide. Slow down when approaching a snow plow. They're likely traveling slower than the posted speed limit. Also, don't tailgate or stop too close behind because they frequently back up, especially at intersections. A snowplow driver's view is restricted, so never assume that the driver sees you. Plows can also throw up a cloud of snow that can cause whiteout conditions and reduce visibility to zero, so use extreme caution when passing. In fact, the road behind a plow will be safer for you to drive on. If you do pass, watch out for plow blades. They're not only on the front of the plow, but a wing plow may project from the side of the truck. Best advice, ice and snow. Take it slow, especially around snowplows.
This message has been brought to you by the Colorado Department of Transportation.
Winter driving can be a real challenge. If there's ice and snow, take it slow. Even if you have an SUV with four-wheel drive, it doesn't mean you'll be able to stop any faster or maintain control any better once you lose traction. Four-wheel drive may get you going faster, but it won't help you stop any sooner. No matter what type of vehicle you're driving, accelerate gradually and avoid abrupt steering maneuvers that could cause you to slide. Allow extra distance between you and the vehicle ahead. It takes more time and distance to stop in adverse conditions, so when you need to slow down or stop, if you have anti-lock brakes, depress the pedal and let the brakes do the work. Don't pump them yourself. If roads are slippery, turn off the cruise. Keep your own feel for the road. And before you leave, check road conditions. Safe drivers know the weather, and they know their limits. If the weather's bad, stay where you are until conditions improve.
This message has been brought to you by the Colorado Department of Transportation.
Keranique's key ingredient is FDA approved and clinically proven to help regrow hair, improve texture and thickness, and stop premature hair loss, so you can finally have the fuller, healthier looking hair you couldn't have before. Have the hair you've always dreamed of. Try Keranique risk-free when you call in the next 10 minutes. If lines are busy, please try again. Get your free trial at 1-800-400-2523. 1-800-400-2523.
First Rule of Fight Club is... You do not talk about Fight Club. Second rule of Fight Club is you do not talk about Fight Club.
It's Fight Club Friday here on AM 760. If you want to take me on any issue, feel free. Also, nominations for Schmuck of the Week. Let me just read out some nominations from the Instant Messenger. You can always instant message the show, am760.net. We get this from one listener. Jane Norton is Schmuck of the Week for running ads talking about the next presidential election and not about what she plans to do to improve things. Good point. We have her, the Republican candidate's ad up on our website at am760.net. I'd like to send out some scorn, says this listener, to the organizers of the Obama rally yesterday, people who bought tickets, stood in line for 2 hours with their children, and were then denied entrance. It's hard to believe they could have miscalculated attendance for a popular venue like the Fillmore. Good point. Here's another one. Dave, you are the schmuck of the week. You got pulled off the air for Tiger. Now, in fairness, would you not say that the professor that shot up the college was a left-wing terrorist? No, I wouldn't say that. Everybody's got political views. If everybody has political views, even criminals, petty criminals, then every crime is a political crime. And no, every crime is not a political crime. To me, what happened in Boston, until you show me some evidence that suggests otherwise, was I don't know why I had Boston on my mind. Oh, because we're drinking the Green Monster beer. The woman who shot up her colleagues at the school, she was looking for a promotion. That's not a political crime. It's a crime. It's a heinous crime. It's not a political crime. And it's certainly not a political crime like a guy who flies his plane into the IRS and leaves a manifesto specifically delineating that he flew his plane into the IRS because he hates taxes. So I don't draw an equivalence there. So you can always instant message us, am760.net. Click over to the David Sirota page. We'll go to the phones now. Fight Club Friday, nominations for Schmuck of the Week. Let's have at it. John in Denver. John, you're on AM760.
Oh, hey. I thought it was kind of cool that Tiger mentioned his Buddhist faith, and I thought maybe, I don't know if it was, but it could have been maybe a dig at, like, Brit Hume or, you know.
Right, you're referring to Brit Hume, the Fox News anchor, who had, a couple weeks ago, had said that Tiger should essentially disavow his Buddhist faith and become a Christian, and he'll find forgiveness that way because Buddhism isn't forgiving. I thought that was interesting too, that he mentioned that, and I think that was a good thing that he did that.
Yeah, it's something I could relate to, you know, as far as just becoming centered as a person. You know, I thought that was valid. But I also wanted to mention something about the plane attack down in Texas.
Yes, sir.
Austin. So have you ever listened to the Alex Jones radio show?
No, but I've heard of it.
I think it comes from Austin, and I listened to it one day just for laughs. And I mean, it was like they really try to whip people up into this anti-government frenzy. And I thought it was interesting that, you know, this attack happened in the same town that radio show comes out of.
Look, Texas has always been a hotbed of anti-government fervor. I mean, I don't think it was. You know, there's all this talk about and evidence that JFK, for instance, was warned not to go down to Dallas because it was such a hotbed of anti-government fervor down there back in the 60s, and of course he got assassinated there. Now, who knows if it was because of anti-government fervor or whatever? I don't buy the single bullet theory, but my point is only that if people deny that the right wing, if people are going to deny that there are major right wing leaders in this country, right, because that's what we're talking about here. We're not just talking about, look, there's fringe individuals on the right and left and on every political ideology. We're talking about the leaders here, right? The people who have the responsibility of leadership, people who have Rush Limbaugh, who has an audience of millions of people, Sean Hannity's, who has access to an entire television network, Glenn Beck, same thing, right? The question is not, are there fringe people out there? The question is, are the people who have the responsibility of and power of leadership, are they using that power responsibly? And I think it's fair to ask, in light of an attack like this, whether there are people in positions of leadership who are creating a political climate that says to that fringe that's always going to be out there, hey, it's not illogical for you to take a step off the cliff. And I know the right doesn't want that question asked. They've never wanted that question asked. But I've continued to believe that if you have a political party and political leaders with lots of power at their disposal, not indicting the current administration, but saying that the government as a whole is evil, that all taxes are evil, the idea of taxation is evil, that that is irresponsible, and that we should be asking questions about this. And the thing that bothers me the most about this, if I can just get off on a rant here for a second, is that these people, what's so disingenuous about what they're doing is, I didn't hear these people talking about this when George W. Bush was president. I didn't hear the anti-taxers and the anti-government people and the anti-spending people whipping people into a frenzy when George Bush was president. And that sort of undermines, in my mind, their intellectual honesty. It says to me that the leaders of this kind of political rhetoric, the people putting it out there, are doing so in a very venal kind of way, in a very self-serving, partisan kind of way. And I think that's why you put that together and you ask, are these people willing to sacrifice the political sanity of this country for their own political relevance and power? And I think the answer when it comes to people like Rush Limbaugh and Glenn Beck and Sean Hannity is yes.
Yeah.
Hey, John, thanks for the call, man.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, let's go to Bob in Boulder. Bob, you're on AM 760.
It's Rob in Boulder.
Oh, hey, Rob. How you doing?
I'm doing good. And, you know, I maybe my Jewish background, I'm not sure, but I tend not to throw the word schmuck around too often. But I kind of want to make an exception in the case of Bill Ritter, just for his medical marijuana comments recently. So
which comments in specific?
Well, he said he thought the law enforcement bill, this is what I think I heard him say yesterday on CPR, was he felt the law enforcement bill was the closest thing so far to what the voters really wanted.
Yeah.
And of course, and generally his attitude is about wiping out pretty much the whole dispensary business.
Yeah, well, he comes out of the law and order background as a prosecutor, and
yeah, but I mean the thing that bothers me, he's so misinformed and uninformed.
No, I agree with you, man. I agree.
I know, but it just sounds like he's never even talked. You know, he's never sat at a table with the other side of the debate to hear. You know, it's just he seems like somebody's just living in a bubble.
Well, look, no, I mean, the issue is with this, Bob, is that medical marijuana, as we've learned. Right. Medical marijuana. We're not having a scientific debate. We're not having a debate over medicine. And we got the DEA out there, I mean, saying, and this is in my column in newspapers out today in the Fort Collins, Colorado. And we got the DEA saying that marijuana is not a medicine. Meanwhile, of course, that comes in this week. News off the Science Wire is that the first major scientific study in recent years detailing the medicinal value of marijuana. So we're not having a debate about whether medical marijuana, we're not having a debate on the science, right? It's a cultural issue. And Bill Ritter, I think, has always been a guy who on an issue like this seems more like a cultural conservative, right? On this issue. He doesn't want to talk about the science, because once you start talking about the science of marijuana and you put it in relation to what the kinds of drugs that are already legal, the science argument breaks down. So we got a nomination for Bill Ritter for Schmuck of the Week. Hey, Bob, thanks for the call. In studio, again, we have Steve Turner from Asher Brewing Company. You can find their website, asherbrewing.com. They're Colorado's first all-organic brewery, and we're drinking the Green Monster beer. And it's a small operation up in Boulder. Let me just let people know where it is. It's 4699 Nautilus Court in Boulder. And you're a two-person operation. I mean, you must have your hands full, right? I mean, how many on a typical, let's say on a real busy day, how many people are in the brewery? And if you only got two guys doing this, I mean, this is kind of like a real small operation going.
Very small, right?
I guess I should ask, like, how do you manage it all? You said you had 20 years of experience. Tell us a little bit about your experience in the brewing industry here in Colorado. How do you and how it applies to managing such a small operation?
Well, we're both professional brewers. My partner, Chris, came out of Boston. I'll tell his story. He isn't here to do it. So he had his dog in his car. He just graduated from college, wanted to work in a brewery, moved to Boulder with some friends, has never moved from Boulder, worked about 4 or 5 years at Golden City Brewing. Then he decided, you're going to make any money doing this. He went back to school to CU College of Leeds, and the business school, got an MBA in marketing and entrepreneurship, worked up a business plan. Everything he did there, studied the beer industry. He did a cost accounting analysis for Avery. He did the sustainability report for New Belgium.
Oh, wow.
wrote a great business plan. And then he went back to work, worked at the old Redfish Brewery in Boulder until it went out of business. They got a new brewery. He decided it's time to put this business plan into action. And we partnered up about a year ago.
And organic was your niche. How much trouble do you find? I mean, how difficult is it for you to find organic ingredients?
It's better than it was a few years ago. The quality is very good. They're great ingredients, and there's enough variety to make a lot of beer. It just costs more.
Yeah, it must cost more. And I guess the cost issue in beer, especially at a time of recession, is a real issue. And I tell you something, this Green Monster beer is and I'm not just saying it's
very good.
I'm not just saying it 'cause it's got 10% alcohol, folks. It's,
sure.
It's
you know how you are, Dave.
No, I'm dead serious here. I'm dead serious. This is I like this beer. I'm one of these flavor
it's very,
guys.
Very good.
It's really, really good. 9:32 here
can
on
I ask a question?
Yeah, fire away.
Steve, can you tell us about your tap room hours?
Yeah,
the brewery.
We're open 6 days a week, every day but Monday, and we're open Tuesday through Friday, 4 to 8 o'clock. Saturday, Sunday, 2 to 7.
Happy hour, basically for the week, right?
Pretty much.
It's a happy hour.
And Sunday, Saturday, and Sunday, 2 to 7 p.m.
And people can bring in their growlers, right?
They can.
People can bring in their growlers.
And you can also buy their growlers there too, as well.
Oh, very good, very good. All right, it's 9:33 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Up next, we're going to take more of your nominations for Schmuck of the Week. It is also Fight Club Friday, so if you want to yell at me about anything. Feel free to call up and yell. You have any criticism of the show, of me, of Turk, anything you want, 303-713-7600.
And I tell you what, I'd like to give out some listener, Instant Messenger's email, and have all of our listeners and online folks just blast this guy with
emails. We've been getting a lot of
you know who I'm talking about, right?
I know who you're talking about.
Can I give his email out?
No.
Why?
I just don't want to do that.
Come on, man. No. You don't have to do it. I'll do it.
We'll talk about it in the break.
Oh, come on, man.
We'll talk about it in the break.
Hey, will you fill him up another cup of the Green Monster, and then we'll talk about it here
in
about
60 seconds.
Yeah, then
we'll talk about it. That's right. All right, up next, we'll fill you in on some tragic news out of Afghanistan. Three Fort Carson soldiers were killed yesterday, a real tragedy there. Also, Colorado fifth in mortgage fraud risk. We'll fill you in on that. Take your calls after a traffic update with John Turk.
Well, Dave, we have some slushy conditions on I-25, 36, 70, 76, 270, 225, and C-470 as you're making your way around the metro. But things are really loose for us now. It was a treacherous start to our drive, but things looking good and decent now. Roads may be a little wet. You do want to be careful on the bridges, ramps, and overpasses. Just some residual traffic westbound I-70 between Evergreen Parkway and Beaver Brook. That's basically Floyd Hill. So a lot of traffic going up into the high country now on westbound I-70. Your forecast? Patchy fog in the a.m., mostly cloudy this afternoon with highs in the mid-30s. Light snow possible after midnight, and more snow on Saturday night into Sunday morning. Total, 2 to 4 inches this weekend. Our current downtown temperature, 28 degrees. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
At Safeway, you can count on low prices. With amazing club card specials and new everyday low prices, you can get what you want, when you want it, at the price you need. That's their promise. That's ingredients for life. Safeway.
Standing next to me is power sports fanatic Larry. He has a passion for motorcycles, boats, and RVs. His second passion is saving money, so he reuses everything, including food.
You make it sound gross.
He uses fast food grease to power his car.
Everything smells like fries.
And reuses toothpaste.
It's not good if you're squeamish.
But you don't have to be like Larry, because GEICO makes it easy by helping you save on power sports insurance. To see how much you could save, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-442-9253.
Driving in winter requires preparation, because you never know when you may find yourself stranded. Before the first snows begin to fall, check your vehicle's tires, brakes, fluids, wiper blades, lights, belts, and hoses to make sure they're in good shape. A breakdown is bad on a good day, dangerous in a snowstorm. Before venturing out onto snowy roadways, make sure you've cleared the snow from all the vehicle's windows and lights, including brake lights and turn signals. Make sure you can see and be seen. And prepare an emergency kit, including things like a blanket, sand or cat litter for extra traction, additional warm caps and gloves, some food and water, and a cell phone. Before you go, check out road and weather conditions to help plan your route and departure time, giving yourself plenty of extra time to get where you're going. Above all, know your limits. If the weather's bad, stay home.
This message has been brought to you by the Colorado Department of Transportation.
Only evaluating serious weight loss inquiries on a first-come, first-served basis. If you are concerned about your health and are serious about losing weight, you may call now for a free 2-week trial. Call 1-800-500-8094. Developed for people looking to lose 30 pounds or more, our program can help anyone lose weight regardless of body type or ability to exercise. Based on years of research and testing, we guarantee satisfaction. If you don't lose the weight, you never pay for the product. Again, if you are not serious about losing weight, please do not call. Only serious inquiries will qualify for the free weight loss trial. Call the Foundation for Healthier Living at 1-800-500-8094. That's 1-800-500-8094.
AutoZone. Get your car in shape for spring with help from AutoZone.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
Your engine's taken a beating over the last few months. With warmer weather coming, now's a great time to make sure it keeps going strong. Now at AutoZone, buy a 5-plus quart oil change jug or 5 single quarts of Castrol GTX conventional motor oil and an STP oil filter for just $15.99. Restrictions apply. See store for details. Get to AutoZone today.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
Your spouse may have left you, but you still have rights. Learn about your rights and learn about how to get through a divorce with advice from the Talking Divorce team of experts. Talking Divorce, Sundays from 11 to noon, right here on AM 760.
938 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. A lot of people ask, how do you support the morning show? How do you support AM 760? How do you support Progressive Radio? Well, here's a really easy one. You like to eat, right? You got to eat. And you want to eat. If you're going to eat, you got to eat good food. So check out the Yak and Yeti restaurant and brew pub. Absolutely the best place in town to get incredible Indian, Nepalese, and Tibetan cuisine. Family owned, the Yak and Yeti serves lunch from 11 to 3 and dinner from 5 to 9:30, 7 days a week. And they offer terrific vegan and vegetarian menus. I can personally attest to that. It's not easy to find good vegan and vegetarian food anywhere in the country, really, or even in Colorado. And they got some of the best, although it's not, they don't only serve vegetarians. So if you're one of those meat eaters, they got plenty of meat there too. Visit one of their two great locations in Arvada on Ralston Road and Old Wadsworth and 86 in Sheridan and Westminster. Mention this ad, mention the Sirota Morning Show and get 10% off your bill. Check their website, check their menu, theyakandyeti.com. Again, that's theyakandyeti.com. If you're there, say hi to Dahl for me. Also, if you want a beer, get their Chai Stout, a really unique beer. And as you, if you've listened to the show, you know that we love beer here on the AM 760 Morning Show. Again, theyakandyeti.com, the Yak and Yeti Restaurant and Brew Pub. Absolutely the best place in town for incredible Indian, Nepalese, and Tibetan cuisine. Tell them Sirota sent you. 10% off your bill. You won't regret it.
So you just heard a Geico commercial a few seconds ago. Hopefully it made you laugh or maybe just chuckle. If it made you cry, then we might have a problem. Anyway, the important thing is go to Geico.com and you could save 15% or more on your car insurance.
9:39 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. The political season is heating up in Colorado. President Obama in Denver yesterday to campaign for Michael Bennett. The gubernatorial race heating up. John Hickenlooper not really showing his face at the Bennett Obama rallies. Pretty weird if you ask me. Pretty interesting if you ask me. And this Friday night, tonight, on Fox 31 at 9:30, friend of the show Eli Stokols, the correspondent at Fox 31, is going to be airing a special on what's going to be happening in Colorado in the political season of 2010. Eli's on the line with us just to give us a sense of what folks can expect. Hey, Eli, so tell us, you've got, this is a, as I understand it, a three-part series here tonight. What did you look at, and give us a little taste of what you found?
Good morning, David. Thanks for having me on, man. That's right. We got 30 minutes tonight at 9:30. So at the bottom of the 9 o'clock hour, we're doing a 30-minute special, kind of examining a lot of the bigger issues and the biggest race, really, going forward towards November, and that's the governor's race. You mentioned Hickenlooper, Scott McInnes. We've got access to both campaigns, and are going to be showing viewers things that they really haven't seen. Maybe stories that they've heard about, but haven't actually seen what they look like. We've got access to Hickenlooper. You talked about him not showing his face so publicly at the event yesterday. Well, he's been bouncing around the state over the last week for the first time, really trying to get out and meet with people. and show his face to voters in rural parts of the state. Very interesting to see what he's saying, how he's approaching this, what he's how he's framing the race, what he says about his opponent. And we've got access to all that stuff in a really interesting piece. Followed him out there into Chaffee County earlier this week.
Right, he was on the West Slope, and there's this whole. I mean, part of this race is gonna come down. I think at least he thinks, and I'm sure McGinnis thinks as well, that there's gonna be some regional questions here. You know, should we elect another governor from Denver? Can he really understand the West Slope? In your reporting in this piece, could you get a sense of how much that regional divide is going to play as an issue in this race?
Yeah, well, just as McGinnis has to really introduce himself along the Front Range, Hickenlooper has to do that around the rest of the state outside the metro area. We were with him in Salida, which, as far as, you know, little mountain towns go, it's not really in the mountains.
It's a great town, by the way.
Yeah, it's an interesting town. You would love it, right? There's a lot of art galleries and progressive types in that city.
Are you painting me with like a latte, a latte drinking, art gallery loving liberal? I've been out to, so I just would want the record to show. I've been out to Salida a number of times to go fly fishing. Okay. So I'm just going a little bit against the stereotype there, the liberal stereotype
out there too. So I was figuring that would have drawn you out. But
yeah, but that said, I do like the bookstores and art galleries in Salida. You did have me pegged.
It is a neat little town, but you know, outside of that, Chaffee County itself, fairly conservative. It's an interesting county. It went for McCain Palin by just 5 votes in 2008. But we did meet some voters out there, especially, you know, talking about rural voters, people who are in agriculture, people who are upset about the vehicle registration fee hikes because they've got 15 or 20 trailers and vehicles they have to register. There are people out there who are already upset with Governor Ritter, and they are projecting some of that onto Mayor Hickenlooper. Now, you know, a lot of people have said, well, the mayor will be immune to some of that criticism, but you can't tie him to the governor's policies. But he's got work to do out there.
I definitely agree. I think it's going to be, I mean, I think this is going to be used as a proxy issue for conservative and liberal. You know, if you're from the West Slope, you're more Coloradan. If you're from the Front Range, from Denver, you're more liberal. You're not as sort of a Coloradan in heritage. This is going to play out. It plays out like this in a lot of different, especially Mountain West states. Tune into Eli Stokel's special tonight, 9:30 on Fox 31, looking at the state of the political situation heading into a very, very big election year in 2010. Eli, it's always good to talk to you, man. Keep up the great work.
Hey, appreciate it. Thanks for the time.
All right. 9:44 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. It's Fight Club Friday. If you want to attack me for anything, go right ahead. We're getting your instant messages here. Nominations for Schmuck of the Week.
Can I talk about this beer we're drinking, Dave?
Yeah, we're drinking the Double IPA. I forgot to mention that. We're drinking a Double IPA. We've got Asher Brewing Company in studio. You find their website, asherbrewing.com. Steve Turner just poured us the Double IPA. This is
takes me back to college days. You know what it tastes like, Dave?
What do you think it tastes like?
What do you think it tastes like? I'm going to ask you.
I was never a beer guy, so I don't know. I mean, what I'm fascinated by
with Double IPA. Tastes like my college days. It tastes like marijuana.
You think it tastes like marijuana?
Yes.
Turk disclosing.
Well, we know that hops
a little bit on the airwaves.
Well, you know, in college, who didn't? Especially down at Fort Lewis College. But it's good, man.
I tell you something. The thing I find with Double IPAs, and maybe it's just my palate, the amount of hops or the mix of hops, it tastes like grapefruit. There's a citrus quality to the bitterness that comes with the hops. And the nice thing about this Double IPA from Asher Brewing Company is that it's unlike some other IPAs. They sort of, you know, they can sort of blow you away. They can, like, blow your face off. This one is a Double IPA, but it doesn't blow your face off. All right, we're going to go to the phones, 303-713-7600. Nominations for Schmuck of the Week. We're getting a bunch. We got Bill Ritter here nominated for Schmuck of the Week because of his marijuana stand. We got a very good question. This is a very good question, or a very good point from Hugh. If the IRS crasher down in Texas were a left-wing terrorist, his goodbye note would have complained that there are not enough taxes being charged against the rich to support the nation. Hugh, great point. Really, really good point. There's another point that somebody made. This guy is complaining about taxes, yet he owns a private plane. So basically, I mean, I think basically by definition, if you own a private plane, you're not doing too badly economically. I think that's a fair assertion. I think that's a fair assumption. Here's Schmuck of the Week, President Obama for intervening himself in Colorado's primary, among many other things. That's from one listener. Another listener we've got here.